wonderful people, great Biafrans, wherever you are on this planet Earth, once again, we are welcoming you to Radio Biafra live transmission. This time around, we are in Prague, in the Czech Republic, before an audience of Biafrans. Wherever you are on this planet Earth, we are welcoming you. We are saying good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and good night to some of you, especially those brave Biafrans in the farthest part of the world, who to those of them, Biafra is their daily call, morning, noon, and night, to remember their country, because things are happening. As we told you, after the 30th of May, that things will happen. Those things have started happening, we told you. Everything you hear from us is gospel, because the message that we propagate, the message that we relay to the entirety of humanity, is the truth, the real truth, and nothing but the truth. That is where we are formidable. That is where we are who we are today. That is why the zoo is in disarray. The entire edifice of corruption is crumbling before our eyes. And mankind is about to witness a calamitous disaster of unimaginable proportions. The zoo is imploding. As we told you it will. The only thing holding this very monument to Lucifer has been our inability to remember the dead. That any time we remember the dead, their spirit will rise up to fight. Today we are reporting that Jonathan is under siege, that Hausa Fulani people, bloodthirsty as ever, are now intent on dismembering that very place. That very hopeless man called Frederick Lugard bequeathed to humanity. An abomination, a disgrace, an eyesore, an insult to nationhood is about to crumble. We told you so. Now it's happening. If you don't bear us weapons, we're warning you again. Each time we're warning you, you do nothing, and what we tell you comes to pass. If we don't have the arms to go to war with to defend our territory, there will be anarchy. I warned before that Somalia is about to be better than the zoo. They have set the ball rolling today. Not us. But they are now panicking because of what they hear from Radio Biafra. They are not well prepared. They are now panicking. As a result of that, we must go ahead today, this very day, the 17th day of July in the year of our Lord, 2014. We must apologize for our late coming. I arrived late from Vienna into Prague. I've left Austria. And those of them I left there, the executive that I left there, they are intact, they are well, and they wish the entire family all around the world very well as well. We are the indigenous people of Biafra. We have come to the Czech Republic. That's only a few years ago, it was a communist country. But today they're doing very well, and our people are here as well. And because they are here, and the children of the Most High God, this very gospel must be preached in front of them. They have offered the most finest hospitality I can ever encounter. They have been very kind, very diligent, going about their duties, and we are here right now before them, and before a global audience of millions, including Hausa Fulani people, including Yoruba people. Even they don't listen to Radio Biafra, they fall sick as well. They are listening to us. And we are bringing this very gospel to them as we told them that everything created by man comes to an end and the zoo has finished. It has come to an end. The abominable contraption is finished. What you are about to see, people thought that the war between 67 and 70 was bad. Something worse is coming. Unless you give us the weapons to secure our land, that place will fall into anarchy. It will degrade and men will die. That we assure you today. If you are joining us for the very first time, we welcome you. As always, without hesitation, we encourage you to tell those around you to please on their satellite. Scan with your satellite, you will receive Radio Biafra. That is how the MA of Kano listens to Radio Biafra. That is how the Sultan of Sokoto listens to Radio Biafra. They all listen to Radio Biafra. That is why they're upset. They said they've had enough of what we're telling them from Radio Biafra. They want to be on their own. And we say good riddance to them. We are going to encourage them. Everything they want us to do to help them to be on their own, we will do it. If they are starving, we can even allocate our budget, a portion of it, to feed them. Because they're very, very hungry. Without us, they could not have survived this very long. They have told me, the one who look man lives in a 25 million euro mansion in Vienna, in Austria. They should go to those people. They should go to Bangida. They should go to Buhari. Those have stolen money. They should go to even the former emir of Kano with over 3 trillion in his account. Those are the people who bring them in bondage. They are the ones subjugating them and not Biafran people. We are here to remind Hausa Fulani people that they are beggars. The Hausa Fulani people, they are like a leech. Both fucking people, the only reason why Lugard amalgamated in order to save them. That is the only reason why it was amalgamated in the first place. If not for that, they will be driving cattle from one place to another, drinking the blood and the milk of cattle. That's what they survive on. They are lads. They are sitting in any place. That is why we must go on to preach this very gospel. This very day, we are in Prague. Prague is the capital of the Czech Republic. Formerly Czechoslovakia, now you have Czech Republic on its own and Slovak Republic on its own as well, or Slovakia, as the case may be. We welcome you, and our people are here. We are very, very certain that our voice is reverberating around the world and that our settings are also fine without any difficulty. They are saying that the speaker volume is also very high today. I do not know how all of a sudden our systems have become too sensitive. I don't know what is happening. Maybe we are now even under greater grace and glory. Maybe right now things are happening that never happened before. We continue to welcome you. This is Radio Biafra, your radio station. We have brought it closer today to our people here in the Czech Republic that came out on the 30th of May to remember the dead. Because you did so, things are now happening. Please go to satellite, because Radio Biafra is a satellite broadcaster. We are not only on the internet, we are on satellite. That is something that people must know, that Radio Biafra is on satellite. Radio Biafra is also on www.radiobiafra.co, which you can receive using your mobile phone if it's a smartphone, which you can receive using your iPad, which you can, any other tablet, any internet-enabled device that you have, you must and should be able to receive Radio Biafra via it. That is why this very day we are coming to you live and direct. And regardless of where you are in the world, you are hearing our voice. In a very short while, I shall go to the people here assembled. Some are on the way, I presume, wherever you are, that we are in Prague today in the Czech Republic, with the time now approximately 22 minutes past 8 p.m. here in the evening, 22 minutes past 7 p.m. in Biafra land and also in London. We are welcoming you. I am welcoming you wherever you are. My name is Nnamdi Kanu, the host and director of Radio Biafra. And by the very special grace of Chukwu Abiama, and not man, a servant of the wonderful people of Biafra, it gives me privilege. I do not sleep very well, that is true. But nothing is greater than serving your country. I serve my country diligently. I expect every officer, every servant of state of Biafra to do the same. I lead by example. I dedicate myself. I sacrifice myself to the service and the glory of my country. That is what we expect everybody else to do. Anything short of that, you are not and cannot be part of us. I thank those of you in Vienna, the way you took care of me. I thank all of you one after the other for the hospitality you showed towards me and by extension to the entire family of Biafrans all over the world. May you continue to do that very great work. May you continue to go out to evangelize. May you continue to remain without fear before your enemies. May you continue to speak the truth, even if it leads to your death. You will continue to do what is right to help those who cannot help themselves. And you must continue to be righteous before Chukwu Abiama, the Most High God. That is why every glory every honor, every prayer, every blessed day. We give praise and thanks and honor to Chukwu Abiama and no other. We thank Chukwu Abiama for having granted us journey message to get to this place. We thank Chukwu Abiama for what he's doing in the lives of Biafrans all over the world. We thank him also for putting confusion within the midst of our enemies. We thank Chukwu Abiama for going into the hearts and minds of Hausa Fulani people to let them know that they must leave his children alone. We cannot praise you enough. We cannot thank you enough because you are God. Because you commanded us to. Exodus chapter 20, that we must not worship any other thing apart from you. When we started, we offered you praise. We said to you, oh dear Lord God, only bet if you can give us Biafra. We will worship you forever. That is what we intend to do. We cannot slacken from that. And because you keep your word, because you are God, today there is disarray within the Hausa family oligarchy. They are fighting amongst themselves. And long may it continue. Because we must be free. Because you decreed it. You determined that we should come to preach this gospel. And that is exactly what we are doing. Without fear, without prevarication. Without no shred. No atom, no iota. Of retreating, talkless of surrender. We are here to get Biafra or we die getting Biafra. There is no alternative. Biafra or death. One of them must happen, and we know that Biafra is going to come because the ever-present, ever-worshiping Chukwu Abiama is our God. We welcome you wherever you are once again. We ask you, as we welcome you, to also ask other people to tune in. Ask them to go to radiobiafra.co. You will ask them, please, to go to biafrarestoration.com. All these things are listed on Radio Biafra London on Facebook, the largest gathering of its kind anywhere in the world. We are the largest. Hausa people are panicking. Some people said, don't allow Hausas to come into the asset. Allow them to. What are you afraid of? Are you a criminal? The answer is no. You are fighting for your freedom. And today, they have gotten the message. Hausa Fulani people have gotten the message and they are running. And we expect them to. They will run and keep running until we become free. We are not going to pursue them because they have nothing to offer. They should go back to their poverty-stricken life. They should go back to a life of drinking the blood of a cow and drinking its milk. That was how they were before the British handed us over to them. I met some people on my way down from Vienna because I took the train. We got discussing. Can you believe that sat inside the same first-class cabin that I was in, we are British people? And the woman told me that she's ashamed to be English. That's what she said. I am ashamed of what my country has done. The other man who is older said, I remember Harold Wilson very well. He's not a very good man anyway. That is why we must go out to preach to people. That is why this very gospel must continue unabated, unadulterated. And as long as here, we remain honest. Because it's only God that sees the hearts of man at night. And Chukwu Abiama knows how genuine and honest we are. Chukwu Abiama knows that we are incorruptible. He knows that we are whiter than white and whiter than snow. That is why every endeavor, every effort of ours will be blessed by him. We welcome you. This is Radio Biafra. Our number has changed. It has changed. For this very evening, you are going to call us. You will call us on this very number. This is the number here in Prague in the Czech Republic. Our number this evening, which I expect everybody listening to advertise very well, go and put it on your Facebook page or wall or whatever it is. Use WhatsApp, use Tango, use Viber. Email it to people, text them. Tell them you are listening to Radio Biafra and the number with which you can contact our studio on is this. +420 is the national code, is the international code for the Czech Republic. +420 770 602 527. I repeat, +420. Are they saying this is still very high? I don't believe this. I don't believe this. They said the voice is still very high. I don't know what is going on. I need confirmation. I need confirmation that the voice is still not high. I don't know why it is high. I don't know why this is high. I can't understand why it is. All the systems are down. So is it still very high? I need to know. It's not showing high on my monitors. I don't know why it is high where you are. I need confirmation that the voice is not too high. Please, I need confirmation. I need it, please. That everything is normal. Uchemefo, if you can come back to me to confirm, I'll be most grateful. I need to know that the voice is not too high, please. I don't know what has happened. Even the Holy Spirit has gone into our systems. Even when we speak so slowly or lowly, it becomes amplified. That goes to show that we are going places. I need to know if the voice is still very high or if it is normal now. I need confirmation. It is okay. They're saying, Valentine is saying it's okay from Paris. People are reporting it is okay. Chioma Marilis, thank you very much. All of you reporting that the voice is now okay. It's fine. The speaker wasn't sounding good. Somebody's saying, what is going on? It's okay from Malaysia. Malaysia is saying it's okay. I need to know. The voice is okay now. Thank you very much. It is better so we proceed. That this is Radio Biafra. On a day we are reporting that the Hausa Fulani people are imploding. They are scared. They are afraid. They now want to be on our own and they're issuing warnings to you. They killed you in 1945, killed you in 1953. In 1957, they killed you. In 1962, 1966, 67 to 70, they have been killing you up until now. Boko Haram warned you they will kill you. You were there and they started killing you. Now the youths are telling you, you must leave their place alone or they will come after you. That is why you must leave there as quickly as possible. Isn't it very ironic? This was exactly the same thing I preached in 2009. August of 2009, what I'm telling you today was exactly what I preached on Radio Biafra. People said you should stop scaremongering. What is happening today? I told you that Hausa people will kick you away from their land. That is happening today. It has happened. They want you to leave. No longer Boko Haram. The entire Boko Haram have now come up to ask you to leave. And you must go or they kill you. Where is the British to save you? We want the world to know. Not tomorrow when we start. They start saying, oh no, you must be one. It is the Hausa Fulani Boko Haram. The Islamic Mohammedan Emirates of the North saying we must leave the zoo. We must leave their territory. Britain must listen. Obama must listen. That his own fellow Muslims are the ones asking us to leave the northern part of the zoo. The world must hear it. Not tomorrow they will say, oh, it's the Igbos that started the war. We are no longer in darkness. We have Radio Biafra. Everything is meticulously being recorded. Everything is meticulously recorded. Britain must know. The EU must know. The United Nations must know that it is the Hausa Fulani people, the same people that killed us before, now asking us to leave their land. There is no reason why we cannot defend Biafra. Declare it and defend it. Anybody whose intention it is to support our effort to defend our territory, now is the time to provide the help. We have been saying this since 2009. Our people do not listen. You have died in your thousands, buried in mass graves in the north, which means in your next life you come out as a Hausa Fulani person. You're not listening. You are not listening. They have warned you again that you must leave their land and you have to leave. These are parasites. These are people intent on spreading Islam by force. These are people that cannot feed themselves. The only two things they have in abundance is sand and flies. Ijiji na aja, the only thing they have. That is why they drink the blood of a cow and the milk to survive. They have nothing. These are beggars. These are nomads. They don't build houses before. They live in tents. They are the ones ruling you. They are the ones controlling your lives. We are coming to you live and direct before an audience of people brave enough here in the Czech Republic to say that they want this gospel preached in front of them. Very shortly you will hear their voices one after the other. They will acknowledge you. They will accept you graciously and your presence regardless of where you are in the world. I have not heard from the barrister in the past few days. I hope that the barrister is well. I have been extremely busy. And I hope that the barrister will be able to join us for our proceedings this very evening. I do not understand. I don't understand where the barrister is. I hope he's well. I have not spoken to him. So if he's hearing my voice, he must call in to let me know how that is okay. Very, very important. This is Radio Biafra. You will, one after the other here, pick up the microphone, introduce yourselves, give us your name and your village where you come from. And I must salute all of you because you're very brave. You are the people that came out here on the 30th of May to remember those that died. And before you came out on the 30th of May, I told you, if you listen to what we are telling you and come out on the 30th of May, that something miraculous will happen. And today that thing has happened. Hausa people are telling you they want their own country now. They are no longer interested in Nigeria. The Hausa youths. Even Sanusi is saying he is tired because he was the one that called them. They are now tired of the zoo and they want to be on their own. Very, very important. You accept this very day. If you were contributing before, you must double your effort. If you have not, you must now start. We need to buy weapons to defend our land or else they will overrun us. Everything we have told you in the past has come to pass. It has come to pass. Therefore, you must be very, very mindful of what we tell you from now in the future. Anything we tell you to do, please try and do it. Is to save your lives. Very, very important. Very, very critical you do so, please. This is Radio Biafra. We start with our coordinator. Please, our coordinator, if you're here, pick up the microphone. Address our people. Greet them. Accept very graciously their presence all over the world. Because here in the Czech Republic, we are Biafrans in the Czech Republic. Together as a family worldwide, we are known as the indigenous people of Biafra. That is why we are formidable. That is why we are very, very strong. Turn the microphone on and speak, please. Go ahead. It's live now. Go ahead.
Hello, dear Biafrans. Good evening, Biafrans around the world. This is Chike Jasper, coordinator of Biafrans in the Czech Republic. Once again, we are here today bringing you the good message, the Biafra Restoration Hope, live from Czech Republic, Prague. Director, I am I hail from Udi. Udi is in Enugu, Biafra land. You are very highly welcomed in Czech Republic. And I pray, I wish and hope that your presence here will not only help to encourage our people in Czech Republic, but will also implant in us the more zeal, the more power, and the more courage that you have in the spirit of Biafraness, in the spirit that we all will together work for the restoration of Biafra. Thank you.
Thank you very much. That's our coordinator here. Please, the second person, give them the microphone. Just say your name and where you come from, please. Very, very important. Your name and where you come from.
Good evening, people of Biafra. Good morning, wherever you are. Good afternoon. My name is Chukwuebuka Nwamutal from North Njikoka, Anambra. Thank you.
Thank you very, very much. Thank you. Thank you. Please go ahead. Go ahead.
Thank you, the people of Biafra. My name is Kennedy Chibike Ekeke. I'm from Owerenkwa Jinkwere in Olu, Biafra land. Thank you. Once again, we talk later.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. Next person, please.
Hello, people of Biafra. My name is James Chinedu Akpadebe. I'm from Obuaka government in Enugu.
If you're speaking to Biafrans all over, you stand up, please. Stand up. Go ahead.
Hello, my name is Chinedu Akpadebe from Obuaka government in Enugu state. Thank you.
There's a lot of Enugu people in the Biafra movement, and I love it. Maybe because you realize that Enugu is
Hello.
Very holy. Go ahead, please.
Greetings to people of Biafra. I'm Michael Ogele from Ebonyi State, Ohozara local government. Nice to meet all of you, and I'm happy to be here to participate in one of this program.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. Please, come forward, please. Come forward, those of you who can. You come forward. Go ahead.
Emeka Ali is my name. I'm from Onitsha, Anambra State. I can emu Nandi Biafra.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. Thank you. Thank you.
Good evening, my fellow Biafrans. My name is Vincent Ndubisi Ahiwe. I'm from Okwamuku in Obingwa, local government area, Biafra land. I'm happy to be one of us tonight and witness the program. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. Go ahead. Please, very quickly. And after you, we'll then go and present our news headlines. Please, go ahead.
It's Chukwujeku Udenso. I'm from Imo State, Onimuloga government area. Thanks to the Biafrans.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. This is Radio Biafra. We continue to do our work. We continue to preach this very gospel. All the people calling us, please, our lines are not yet open. If you're joining us for the very first time, please try to disseminate this very number. Tell them we are in Prague in the Czech Republic. Tell them they can contact us on +420 770 602 527. I repeat, +420 770 602 527. That is the number with which you can contact us on today. We are here live and direct in Prague in the Czech Republic. We are also on Skype, which is Radio Biafra. Add us to your Skype contact list. We are not obliged to accept you, but if you call us, we will be able to receive your call. We are on Tango. We are on Viber. Our coordinator's line is also very open, very much open. This is Radio Biafra. When we open our lines, we shall tell you so. We are welcoming you once again wherever you are. Please, those of them calling us, or those of you calling us now, our lines are not yet open, please. Not when you try now and we don't answer. You say you've been calling us, we don't pick your call. Please wait. If you're listening, I will announce when you will start making your calls, and you will do so, and we shall be able to take your calls. The news today, to put it mildly, is very rich. Not rich in terms of good news, but rich because it portends danger. They drove you away from the north. They demolished your properties. They killed your brothers, your sisters, your mothers, and your fathers. Immediately after the war, you went back to the same place where you were killed. You forgave Hausa Fulani people. You accepted the very treacherous, duplicitous, and conspiratorial Yoruba people. You go to their churches. And we have been lamenting on Radio Biafra that you will live to regret each and every decision you took that is anti-Biafran. Now is unfolding. Your Yoruba pastors will not save you. You are about to be slaughtered again en masse in the Mohammedan Emirates of the North. This is Radio Biafra. We know the whole world is listening. Everybody listens to Radio Biafra. Yoruba, Hausa, Kanuri, everybody is listening. Because they know, at least here, they get the truth. The whole truth and nothing but the truth. Because even those who are liars and deceivers, they also yearn for the truth. We must proceed. Non-Hausa Fulani indigents must relocate in 2 weeks according to Hausa Fulani youths. You leave their territory or they will kill you. We told you before, and as I said, I will tell you, I told you, so I have no sympathy for you people. They will kill you, then you'll die off. Protecting you. Oh, leave us now. Well, now it has set, hasn't it? It has come. My dear Lord, Northern youths call for the dissolution of Nigeria. They are now calling for the dissolution of the Zoological Republic. I said it on Radio Biafra, I will not rest until the zoo, the name Nigeria, no longer exists. I will do everything within my capacity to ensure that that name that brought pain and misery to our people, that name that ensured that we buried 1 million of our children, that name that ensured that today we are scattered all over the world, including the Czech Republic, that name that enslaved, that name that humiliated, the name they used to deport, the name they used to disenfranchise, the name they used to render us economically destitute, the name they have used to make us sell our little children when we give birth to them, that name we have used to kidnap each other, that very name we have used to bring lies and deceit into the sacred land of Biafra, that name must fail. That name must in itself cease to exist. That name is the zoo. That name is Nigeria. I can't say I hate Nigeria. I despise it. My hatred for Nigeria cannot be measured. It cannot be measured. I despise it. I wish I had access to nuclear bomb. Nothing there will ever rise up again. I will use the same Cartesian approach. Everything will be destroyed.
Anything left will have salt poured over it. That nothing will grow there. That place is the habitation of Lucifer. That very place called Nigeria is the habitation of Satan. Anybody saying they are a Nigerian has direct descendancy from Lucifer. You must come from hell. I assure you. Just imagine a country. They are now telling their fellow people that call themselves Nigerians, you must go back to where you come from. It has happened before. This is the fourth time that this thing is happening. But our people, how stupid can you be? When I say Igbos are stupid, people say, oh, don't say that. Is it not clear enough for everybody to see how stupid you are as an Igbo person? Have you not seen it? They are driving you away from the northern part of the zoo to come back to your village and develop it. Is there waiting for you? They are calling for total dissolution of the zoo, according to Hausa Fulani boys. They have been to their training. They have trained on how to kill. And they are going to kill all of you if you remain there. Do you think we are going to cry for you? That says no. And they have started their campaign by killing 36 more people in Borno. 36 more killed today. Yesterday was 44. The day before, 60. Every day there is death. Every day people are dying. That is the gift of the British. That is the gift that they bequeath to us. And Queen Elizabeth is listening. This is what you did. You should have stayed in your own country. Control your own people. We are not white Europeans. But you came to try to impose your will upon the children of God. Look at the mess you have made of the lives of men. Killing every blessed day. If this same amount of killing was happening in Britain, how would you feel? This is what you have done. You brought death and mayhem. You brought deceit. You brought lies. You gave us the New Testament. You gave us a way of prayer and worship which you yourself don't even believe in. You don't believe in it. Because if you did, you wouldn't have been supporting Hausa Fulani people. It's a shame. A very big shame. We continue. They are now, Boko Haram, they are killing people every day. Gunmen abduct Bayelsa commissioner's 77-year-old mother. We have also said this in the past. We can never tire reminding you of it. Everybody will be affected. Nobody is immune. The zoo is heading for anarchy. This was exactly the way it was in Somalia. African people don't listen. African people are not proactive. They never plan ahead. Even Biafrans are worse. We fought a war before, ill-prepared. We were overrun after 3 years, 3.5 million dead. Now we have the time to prepare in advance. We have the time now to prepare in advance. Now is the time. If the Hausa people commence their march, if they commence the full march against us, we cannot survive it. We can't survive it, for goodness sake. We can't. That is why we must buy our weapons now to defend our land. Anything we must do, we have to do it now. If you try to wait for them to come into our territory so we fight another defensive war, we will lose. I'm now warning everybody. If you have not contributed to the defense fund, do it now. If you know those that deal in arms and armaments, start talking to them now. Because Hausa Fulani Boko Haram, they have come with their cattle rearers. They are in Eziagu, in Udi. Enugu is almost taken over. They are already embedded in Imo State. They have taken over Ebonyi, if you do not know. They are waiting for any move and they will come against us. We don't have the weapons to defend our land. The same way I warned you in 2009 that they will kill you and drive you away from the northern part of the zoo because history has a way of repeating itself. It's happening now. Is it not? So we've been proven right after all. Can you now see that Chukwu Abiam asked us to come and not man? Everything we tell you comes to pass. Everything we tell you must happen. It has now happened. The youths are asking you to leave. You will stay there because you're an Igbo trader and then they will kill you. And I will not cry for you. Even if Americans or anybody ask us how many Igbos are being killed in the north, how many Biafrans are being killed, we will simply tell them we don't know. because we are the only people they know fighting for Biafra. It is because of what the indigenous people of Biafra are doing all over the world, because of the work of Radio Biafra. That is why today the entire zoo is in a panic. The entire zoo is in a panic. So they will come to us to ask us, and we will tell them that we don't know who you are. If you want us to survive as a people, if you want Biafra to stand as the place of justice, the place of equality, the place of truthfulness, of honesty, of dignity to man, you must buy us weapons. That's what I'm telling Europe. Not that I'm not happy to see all of you, yes. But we need to buy weapons. What we are doing now is not new. The Jews did it, and they survived. We must buy weapons. Without weapons, we are finished. If they come into our land and you're coming out to buy weapons, the Yorubas will help them. They will scramble up a navy and they will stop you from bringing arms. Very, very critical. We are warning you now. You know, that was why in 2012 I said to my people that God wants to destroy the Igbo people. Because they don't hear. They have problem with their ears. They are the only people that you will tell you will kill them. They say, okay, I'll be here waiting for you. Go and come. What is happening now? I told you this in 2009, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. 6 years, it is happening. In 6 years, it's happening. Exactly as predicted. Most people don't understand this. That history will always repeat itself. History always, without fail, repeat itself. The same thing that happened to you before is happening to you again, because nobody knew you lost 3.5 million. Nobody feels sorry for you. No sympathy for anybody. Therefore, you have to defend your land. If you don't defend it, you'll be gone. By the time your children grow up here, they find out that their Biafrans, they will kill them as well. It happened to the Jews. Who are you? What makes you think they will take your children as Czech citizens? Who told you that? Is that what you think in your head? That all the children you have here, you will leave them, and one day they'll be Czechs. That is rubbish. Anybody thinking that way is a fool in the head. They are Biafran. You must take them back to their country. You owe it to them. After all, you gave birth to them. You must send them back to where they come from. Where did you come from? You came from Biafra land. That is the home of your ancestors. That's where you come from. But you give a birth to a child in Europe, you are telling the child, oh, don't worry, you are now an Italian. That shows you are evil person. And it can never be well with that person. Never, ever, ever. Our children belong to Biafra. Not anywhere else. Regardless of where your wife or partner comes from. It's not our portion. We are not matrilineal. We are patrilineal. We go to where our father comes from. Not our mother. This is Radio Biafra. We preach the truth. Some may not like it, but it's the truth. We preach it. Shot Abia commissioner dies. A commissioner was shot in Abia. Dr. Ken Wosu, he has died. There is mayhem. There is problem. There are things happening that most of you don't quite know about. One of them is assassinations going on every blessed day. Agriculture commissioner in Abia State has been shot dead. He's dead. His name is Ken Wosu. He has died now. When he was commissioner, if you tell him about Biafra, he will tell you, oh no, leave that Biafra. You want to pour sand in my garri? I'm now eating. I'm now enjoying myself. But it has started happening, hasn't it? It has commenced. It has started now. They are now killing them as well. National Conference deadlock as South-South leaders insist on true federalism. Not Southeast. Southeast is not insisting. Not Ohanaeze because of their compromise. Only South-South is standing up. I told you that they are more Biafran than you. People say, no, they're not. They are the ones standing up and saying no. That they want true federalism. Where is the Southeast and the so-called Ohanaeze? They have taken money, compromised. Anytime you compromise in your life, this is what happens to you. You can no longer speak. That is why we are incorruptible. Radio Biafra is incorruptible. 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 We must proceed to preach this truth, which some people think we shouldn't preach. Jonathan is saying that he owes Nigerians a victory. I don't know what he means by that. They are overrunning him. The reason why the Hausa Fulani people made this statement today is to serve notice on Jonathan. He must leave as well. So when they come to kill him, the idiot will be dead anyway. What can he do? Nothing. And the zoo will implode after that. And then you have people say, oh, let's unite. Let's work as one. Now is the time you have to do something. Now is the time you have to do something. If you don't do anything now, you will be in very serious trouble. And now the news in greater detail. A group of northern youths under RY Youth Development Foundation, RY Youths, their fathers came to Enugu. When Radio Biafra started, they left RY land to come to Enugu to tell the Igbo people, Barakin Dezua, all this rubbish with Ekweme, eating and dining. But those same people are there now, and their youths are all over the place, rampaging and telling us that we must go or they will kill us. So where are those RY elders that met Ekweme, that met all those so-called Igbo leaders? Do you see how these men disgrace themselves? When we said, oh, you don't respect your elders. They don't respect themselves. They don't have the foresight politically to read any situation. Anybody comes with money, they embrace the person. For peanuts. Peanuts. They give you 5 billion, they steal 40 trillion. And you're happy. You're jumping up and down. Where is Ohanaeze now? It's South-South defending the people. No longer Ohanaeze. Shame unto all of them. We go on to read this news. This ultimatum given by Hausa Fulani Boko Haram youths was contained in a statement read and jointly signed by the group's national president, Mr. Aliyu Usman, and his secretary, Comrade Alfred Solomon, during a visit by the group to the Emir of Kano, Alhaji Muhammadu Sanusi the second or the third, God knows, in his palace. This group alleged that for the past 4 years, a policy of direct subjugation of the North and its people has been pursued by the federal government and its agencies in collaboration with various governments in the South. The group described the alleged crackdown on northerners in the name of Boko Haram, the recent arrest of all imams of Juma at mosque in Abia State, the arrest of northern traders, the happenings at the national confab, amongst other issues, as regrettable. It added that in the event that all the resolution failed, we call on all northerners to rise and support agitations for a peaceful dissolution of the union called the zoo. For every region to go its own way. Chukwu Abiyama should be praised. How's the people are going? Or they want to go? But the British High Commissioner will go to them. The British diplomats are on their way now to Sokoto and to Kano. To ask them to rescind on what they're planning to do. That is what the British does very, very well. The Northerners are asking all of you. How's the Fulani people are chasing Igbo people away from the North? Their youths have spoken. They will come on the streets and they will kill you. They have spoken. The march towards 2015 general election took a dangerous dimension in Kano on Wednesday, following calls by youths under the auspices of RY Youth Development Foundation of the division of the zoo as a political entity. The protest that was held outside the palace of the Emir of Kano shortly after a courtesy call on the monarch attracted hundreds of youths believed to be students drawn from various tertiary institutions in Kano. The Emir of Kano, Sanusi Lamido Sanusi, appealed for calm and enjoins the youths to imbibe the lesson of peace in their endeavor, considering the critical role they play in national building. Sanusi told the protesting youths during a courtesy call on him that it is only natural that people of different and divergent cultures to live in one entity as a nation and enjoin you people to imbibe the lesson of peace, considering rubbish. They are preparing to kill your relatives in the North. So all of you must also prepare for burial. You must now begin to buy your ticket for burial that is to come. Because they are going to kill your family members. Why? Because out of cowardice, out of impotence, you kept quiet and you did nothing. That is why they will kill us. Because you did nothing. That is why we are asking for support. To enable us to buy weapons. To enable us to buy weapons, we need it. Without weapons, we are finished. Hausa Fulani will overrun us. They will overrun our land, kill us, and take over our land. When now I'm saying it, they're saying, oh, but it's impossible. Now it can't happen. It has happened in Eziago. It has happened in parts of Ebonyi. Go and ask them. Everywhere it has happened. If you keep quiet, we are finished. We continue. About 27 people were feared killed in Sabongiri village of Damboa local government area of Borno State following the invasion of the village by members of the Boko Haram sect. Sources said the latest attack, which took place at about 6 p.m. on Tuesday, left about 20 innocent civilians dead, while 7 others were killed while trying to bury their dead yesterday. This happened as the terrorist group murdered another 9 civilians in Askira Uba local government area of the state when the terrorist group launched an attack on Huyim village yesterday. 2 days ago, some suspected members of this very dreaded sect had attacked the neighboring Mandafuma village in Biu local government area of the state, injuring one person while property worth millions of naira were destroyed. They are continuing. Nobody can stop them. This is what the British gave to us. Very, very sad. The incident, the latest in a series of high-profile kidnappings in the predominantly riverine state, occurred 14 days after the abduction of the mother-in-law of the Bayelsa State Speaker in the creeks of Southern Ejiogo Council area. This is said to have caused panic among political office holders in the state, many of whom have resorted to relocating their parents to Yenagoa. You see the evil happening where we come from? You are now moving, uprooting your parents and putting them in the town, in the hotel, some of them, to escape kidnappings and murder and mayhem. Only Biafra can save them. We told them, south, Niger Delta, Delta Niger, rubbish. Only Biafra can save you. Without Biafra, you're dead. They know that very well. Look at what is happening there. People are now relocating their mothers to hotels. Oh, my dear Lord. The Abia State Commissioner, the bad news hasn't finished for commissioners. The Abia State Commissioner for Agriculture, Dr. Ken Wosu, who was shot dead last week by a gunman while on his way to his country home, is dead. He died after medical doctors battled in vain to save his life. For the past 5 days, he was in the hospital. Dr. Wosu, a former executive director at the National Root Crop Research Institute, Mudike, near Omuahia, retired from service and was made the Commissioner for Agriculture in Abia State. He was sworn in as a commissioner in September 2013, but was shot last Wednesday night on his way home after a day's job. He was rushed to the State Specialist and Diagnostic Hospital in Omuahia, where the Chief Medical Director, Professor Augustus Mbanaso, led a team of doctors to try to save his life to no avail. He's dead. He's a commissioner. Without Biafra, you will all be dead anyway. He is dead. The other one's mother has been taken from them. Or people are relocating their mothers to the town. You're all dying. Unless you give us weapons, you will continue to die. And as you die, we'll report it on Radio Biafra. Only if you give us the arms we need will we be able to bring Biafra and save everybody. Or else we are finished. Everybody will be affected by this. National Conference deadlocked as South-South leaders insist on true federalism. Prominent leaders and stakeholders in the South-South yesterday called on delegates from the region at the National Conference to walk out on the next sitting or if the confab was not ready to adapt to true federalism by allowing the regions to control their resources. What did the Southeast say? Where is your Hanese that went there? They said it's not because the same man that killed us, Omar Sanda Wachuku, is the leader of the delegation to the confab. Only us. The leader of the confab for Igbo people is the person that killed them. And people are telling me to take it easy on Igbo people. I can't do that. I can't. Impossible. They have not deserved. They have not earned it. Omar Sanda Wachuku. They can't speak now. Ike Wachuku is there, torn between his people and us. Do I support my Hausa people or these other people that I killed? Who do I support? And who do you think he will support? Those that he took orders from. Those that made him Major General. Those that ordered him to kill all of you and he killed you at Asaba. He's the one leading you to confab. People come out and say, I'm Igbo and I'm proud. Rubbish. Prominent leaders and stakeholders were reacting on Monday to the deadlock at the confab over the derivation votes. They insisted that the North cannot dictate to the rest of the country and rejected the 18% derivation being proposed for mineral producing areas. I love the South-South. You see what they're doing? I told you that they are stronger than us. They have more bottle and more metal than us. They are prepared for any eventuality. Are we prepared? The answer is no. They have guns and ammunition. Are we prepared? No. We are asking you to do something. If you don't do it, your land is finished. When it happens, I will tell you, Kanya Rashama, I told you so. We can't beg anybody. We're not begging you. After all, you and I will be slaves now. So what's new? We all go and die as slaves. And as we are working for them as slaves, I'll be telling you how stupid you are in front of you. Give us weapons. Don't come home. Do not come home. Give us weapons. Stay abroad. We're going to do the fighting ourselves. Nonsense. They look at the South Side telling Hausa, they cannot try that rubbish. Where are the Igbo people in the confab? What are they saying? Give us 2.8 trillion. Give us one more state. They are not ashamed of themselves, Ohanaeze. Old men behaving like idiots. Not ashamed one bit. You went to confab. You cannot speak. Give us money. Give us another state. That is all they went for. Oh, God in heaven. In our next life, God, please do not give us the men of the caliber of those of them in Ohanaeze. Please send them to Hausa, Fulani, or to Yoruba. They can never come there in their next life. They are useless men. Useless and hopeless men. No honor, no dignity. Hopeless. And they'll come tomorrow and tell you that they believe in Biafra. They are part of Biafra. Useless, hopeless men who can't reason properly. This is Radio Biafra. That is the news for this very day. We continue to welcome you. We are in Prague in the Czech Republic preaching the gospel of God, the gospel of truth that Chukwu Abiam asks us to preach. That we should come here to tell you the truth, regardless of the circumstance, regardless of the condition, and our lines are open. We must open it and take their calls, please. We must accept graciously the calls of our people. We have a caller on the phone, your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Hello, my name is Sinos Owoncha. I'm calling from Onitsha.
You're calling from Onitsha. Please go ahead. The world is listening. This is Radio Biafra.
Please, good evening, Director. And good evening, my fellow Biafrans. Please, my fellow Biafrans, I would like to plead with you because we are at home. Honestly, we are looking up to you that are abroad. Because I can only say, I can say that our hands are always tied here because we want to fight, but the problem is that we don't have weapons. So, please,
My brother, stay where you are. Did you hear him? That's his number. He's calling from home. I don't know who he is. His name is not here. Did you hear what he said? He wants you to give him weapons. They will fight. This number is from home. Look at it here. I don't know who he is. His name is not saved. We are ready on the ground. We want weapons. Hausa Fulani people has given you an ultimatum. You leave their land or they kill you. Are we going to wait for them to kill us before we move? Now is the time. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra. We are in Prague in the Czech Republic. Your name and where you're calling from, please. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? My dear Lord. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Yeah, good evening, Director.
Good evening, my dear brother. Your name and where you're calling from, please.
Yeah, my name is Ike Chukwuife. I'm from Asia in Ihiala, local government, the coordinator of Biafras in Austria. I'm calling from Slovakia.
Thank you very much. You're the coordinator of us in Austria. Oh, yeah, you're calling. Yeah, my dear brother, you came yesterday, didn't you? God bless you.
Yeah.
God bless you. Go ahead.
I was the person that picked you up from the airport.
You did very well.
Yeah, so Director, how was your trip to Prague?
Very, very well. And our people here are fantastic. They are looking after me very well. Their hospitality is second to none. Go ahead.
Okay. What I just want to say is concerning what the Ariwa youth said about the Yorubas and the Biafrans, that they should go back to their states. I think we don't have much to say on that because we have been saying that for a long time. So whatever that happens to the people over there, it's a problem because we are going forward. We don't have to look back. So that is
yes, but if they finish, they will come for us. If they finish with them, they will come for us. If we are not, if we think that coming back home is the solution, it is not the solution. We still need to defend our borders. Because after they drive us out, they will then come for us. Boko Haram will always want to expand Islam and bring Quran to us. They saw how weak we were when the British came. They gave us the Bible, or no, gave us New Testament, so to speak. We accepted it. So they are thinking to themselves, if we give them the Quran, they will also take it. So why don't we go and try? Therefore, weapons is important. We need arms and we need it now. We need it today so we can stop those people, so we can be free from the clutches of iniquity and bondage.
Okay, Director, that's all what I have to say.
You're very kind. Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. This is Radio Biafra. Once again, we have another caller on the phone. Your name and where you're calling from. Can you give us your name and where you're calling from? Turn your system down. This is Radio Biafra.
Hello, Director.
I can hear you for the last time. Turn your system down and speak to me.
Hello, Director. Yeah, can you hear me, Director?
They don't listen, do they? Who has something to say here, please? Who has something to say? If you have anything to say, you must say it. You pick up the microphone and you say it. Yes, you can ask. You can ask a question. Hello. This is Radio Biafra. Your name and where you are, please. Can you hear me? The caller on the phone. Can you hear me?
Hello.
They're not serious, are they? Come, please, come forward and ask questions. I don't know the type of people are calling us this evening. Go ahead. It's on.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Asimenugo from Israel, Umuabasi. From Enugu, Nkanu East local government.
Thank you.
So, Ajujum Cholejobo.
Can you speak English, please?
Excuse me, I don't speak English except my English translator. Ajujum Cholejobo, Maka. Ihe ukwuru maka ọhaneze kita. Ọka dị mma wụ na ọhaneze jelu confab je declare war between Biafra and Nigeria. That's the first one.
Have you finished?
Not yet.
Go ahead. I'm writing them down.
So okay. And then again, before Radio Biafra, there was Biafra land. Are they all together? If no, okay, another one.
You're not speaking English.
Sorry, Biko. He has on Najobo, and when the Nichi and Dibo, Nafumaka, Radio Biafra, Mawundu, Radio Biafra, Nafumaka, Nkahuofu, Ozopabo, how come Radio Biafra, Nalolo, Ohanez and Dibo, Olo? Can we body do na Igbo Radio Biafra na represent ka Radio Biafra will body of his own nka akwa ajuju ozo kwa akwa Radio Biafra is on a group ndu na recruit ndi ami ndi Igbo maka na mwa di interested ndi ami nka akwa ozo onoba wanu kwa enwe ndi Igbo. Ndu ososo akata na Biafra land ososo ndi Igbo make up Biafra ohu na ososo ndi Igbo make Biafra biko e ma like ka mmalo other tribe na ni Igbo make Biafra makwalo ka ndi Igbo na those tribe ndi Igbo ja local with youth of those tribe and then ndi chi of those tribe if ni ihe anyuwa bu youth ndi Igbo muwa kwete na Biafra. Do or not, Biafra is here to stay. And this is the time. And what time was? So, Kamukulu go to here. It's a chanda. I can move a.
Yes, thank you very much. I will start from the beginning. Okay. Ohaneze going to declare Biafra at the confab. Ohaneze going to declare Biafra at the confab is not what we ask them to do. It's to go to the confab. Let me finish, please. Is to go to the confab and tell them that they want self-determination. It's a question of emphasis and language. You go there and you say, I want to be self-determining. They did not do it. The reason why this news came up today is because it's only South-South that is saying the things that Ohaneze is meant to do. Ohaneze asks for two things, additional state and money. That are the two things Ohaneze asks for. And you cannot spend years waiting for confab to come. You go there to ask for additional state and to ask for money. That is number one. Therefore, Ohaneze has failed on that count. Secondly, are there elders following Radio Biafra? Did you come out on the 30th of May? Here in Czech Republic.
I'm not, but I was in Vienna.
Okay, you're in Vienna.
In Vienna and I
participated.
In Vienna?
I have photo.
Oh, wonderful. Then that is great.
Yes.
On that same day, it's a good thing you went to Vienna, you participated. On that same day, our elders, the high command of the Biafran army, those that fought with Ojukwu, their picture is on the website. If you go to my wall, you will see it there.
Yes.
Those men, a few of them, are the high command that gave us the authority to go and fight for Biafra. I'm talking about the high command of the Biafran army, 67 to 70. They are there waiting and working for us as we speak right now. Secondly, Radio Biafra is on its own. No. Radio Biafra is the mouthpiece and the voice of the indigenous people of Biafra all over the world, in over 88 countries.
Okay.
88 countries and counting. Okay. Therefore, we represent the whole world. Are we recruiting? Of course, we are the ones recruiting the army. Nobody else. We are the ones recruiting the army. Nobody else. Those that make up Biafra, you are the ones speaking Igbo. I said speak English so that Efiki, Bibio, Ejo, Urobo, Ishekri can understand you. You said no, you want to speak Igbo. We have them and we are talking to them. And also you asked the question of the elders of those tribes, are we speaking to them? The answer is yes. Our elders are talking to their elders as we speak right now. That's where we are. As of today. Go ahead.
Because I want to urge you go over. Can you differentiate do between Radio Biafra and BiafraLand.org? And well, BiafraLand.org.
There is no difference. There is Biafra. Let me finish, please. There is BiafraLand.org. They used to run a radio station.
Of course,
from,
I listened
from
to
from Washington.
Yes.
Are they still running it?
They are not running it anymore, of which I don't know, that, but they are still, the website is still on, of which they are still paying for it.
Of course, yes.
Okay, are you working with them?
Am I working with who? Those
are you
people
running,
together
with
running,
them because
running?
It's
this, no.
The same flag.
No, please.
Okay, one
please.
Thing I want to
no,
say.
Hold on. I need to answer your question, first of all. We work for the indigenous, you must listen very carefully.
Yes.
We work for the indigenous people of Biafra. Indigenous people of Biafra is open to anybody to join.
Okay.
Very, very important. Hang on. We cannot go about, you can live here now and start your own Biafra association in the Czech.
Yes.
Not tomorrow. Hang on. Let me finish.
Yes.
You cannot live here, go back to your house and start an association.
Yes.
And then I travel to Slovakia. Somebody will ask me, am I working with you or for you?
Yes.
It's not possible.
Yes.
Because we are not stopping anybody from serving Biafra, from doing their own thing.
Yes.
We do not know how many Biafran groups that are out there. There are thousands of them.
Yes.
If they want to join, they can come and join us.
Yes. Why I ask this question? Before Radio Biafra, there was BiafraLand.org. And there was other Igbo's organization like Ekwenche, Ohaneze Ndi Igbo, Mosop. I hope Radio Biafra is working hand to hand with these people, or not.
We don't work with Mosop. If you don't know what Mosop is doing.
Biafra Zionism in Enugu.
Yeah, have you been listening to Radio Biafra?
Of course I have been listening to it.
Do you know
day.
Dr. Justin Akujeze?
Yes.
Who is he?
He's a barrister, but I don't know him personally. I just read about him.
He's not a barrister.
Okay.
He's not a barrister.
But
he is the representative of Ekwenche. And we work with him. So you don't know who's Akujeze?
Excuse me. Let me tell you something. Imachukuma Oforma. He's my senior in Israel. We are the founder of Igbo Garden. And then far back in Israel, we are working with Ekwenche, Ohaneze, Mosop. Just because Radio Biafra cannot.
What did you achieve then?
Excuse me.
What did you achieve?
We did not achieve nothing.
Exactly.
But we are still working towards it.
No, hang on. What did you achieve?
What we achieved?
Yes.
First of all, we have achieved you. First. Because I know you get this inspiration from somewhere. Oh, I'm right.
Speaking to the microphone.
Okay. You get these inspirations from somewhere.
I started doing Biafra before everybody else.
Okay, so we have achieved people. We enlighten people. And I'm sure that your work is part of it, enlightening people. And through enlightening people, we will achieve our goal.
Yes.
I am your member. I am other Igbo organization member as well.
Mm-hmm.
Because I want to see all Igbos together.
It's a good thing. Yes.
That is how we can only achieve our goal.
Did we stop you from coming here? Huh? Did anybody stop you when
of
you
course talking? Nobody can stop
exactly.
me.
Exactly. Nobody can stop anybody.
Nobody
from,
can stop me.
Hang on. Nobody can stop any Biafran from coming to the indigenous people of Biafra.
Yes.
Because what you're asking us to do, which is, as I said before, you can walk away from here, go to your house and take one or two people from here and start Biafra. Are you saying we should come to you, to come to your house? To come and beg you to come and do Biafra?
No.
Exactly. The same thing applies to everybody.
Yes.
Let me finish, please. I attended a Hanese meeting last November in Enugu. Imobi meeting for that matter. Do you understand?
Yes.
Everybody have had the opportunity and the chance to redeem their country and themselves. Do you understand?
Yes.
We are not here to be attending meetings. Our job is to go and get Biafra.
Yes.
Anything we can do to get Biafra is... Go and ask those people. You came out on the 30th of May, didn't you? You were in Vienna, is that correct?
Yes.
Go and ask them why they didn't come out if they are for Biafra.
A lot of people come out in Vienna, let me
my dear brother, please.
Exactly.
Why did they not come out? We invited everybody to come. It was open for every group to come. You yourself, you attended, but they did not attend.
Okay, it's up to them, but all I want to say, my advice to Radio Biafra is this. We should all work hand to hand, because if we want to achieve our goal, we must be in peace with all our brothers.
You're not listening to me, my dear. If you listen to me, I have answered this question, giving you two examples and analogy. Did anybody stop you from coming here and speaking on air? The answer is no.
No.
Because
no,
hang on, let me finish. Hang on.
Yeah, okay. Go on.
Nobody stopped you from coming here to participate. Therefore, nobody will stop anybody from being a part of this very movement. That is number one. And if you listen, please, before you ask your questions, listen to what I'm telling you. Number two is this. We cannot work with people working with Hausa Fulani men. Impossible. Impossible. We can't do that. If you're asking us to unite with people, to go for the sake of unity, no. But if there is truth, Eziokwu, once you ask us to unite with people based on truth, then we do it. Not unite with anybody for the sake of unity. That is rubbish. That is why Igbo people have been perambulating round and round and round and round for how many years now? If you bring the truth and you want us to unite in truth, we unite in truth.
Yeah.
Not in anything else.
Okay. Excuse me. I have one more question. Yeah. My final question is this. Has Radio Biafra become the head of all the Igbo organization?
We are not Igbo. We are Biafra.
Biafra organization. Sorry.
What do you think?
I mean, if Radio Biafra...
No. Hang on. What do you think? What do you think?
What I think?
Yeah.
I think Radio Biafra should be enlightening people, not working as the head.
Who is the head?
The head, you may know the head. I don't know. I'm just a boy here.
Okay, so we should be So we should be going about without a head.
Of course there is a head somewhere.
Where is it?
You may know.
No, but only
if you accept him.
No. Who is the person? Tell us now.
I don't know. For example, I grew up like this. If you ask Chikudi, your former, Nana Kembri, he's my senior. Excuse me, sorry. I talk so much. So, Chikuma.
You're deviating from the question.
No.
I asked you who is the head.
Excuse me. Rafa Wazurike.
Is he the head?
I don't know if he's the head, but he's somebody who fights for Biafra. He's not fighting for Hausa. He's not fighting for Fulani. But sometimes you can
also... Hold on.
I believe so.
Then you're not a freedom fighter.
Yes, I believe so, because
you
as
are
a
not,
freedom fighter...
No, you are know? Not. You are not. No. You are not a freedom fighter.
What would we be saying now? Because I know how long he spent
You are
there.
Not... You are... You don't... You,
there is a question.
Hang on. You are not listening.
Okay.
You are not... You behave like an Igbo trader in the north. Yeah. You don't listen. You behave like a trader.
Yeah.
You're not listening. Hold on. What you need to ask yourself is this. If you're telling me that a freedom fighter should be involved in the politics of the oppressor,
of course, yes.
Anyway, let us ask people. Excuse
me.
Hold on. Do you know that we are live on air?
Okay.
We're not in a market. Sit down, please. Sit down. Sit down. Let them react. Sit down, first of all. Sit down. We are not in a market here. We are live on air. We are live on air. We have not come here to display any Agbo instinct. We are, if you ask an intelligent question, I will give you an intelligent answer. If you're telling me today, we are going to go to the line to see what people make of, you're telling me that a freedom fighter should go and participate in the politics of the oppressor. Yes. Dear God. Lenny. Listen to my friend, if you don't want to stay here, you'll be sent out. Do you want to stay here? You stay and you keep quiet. Let's ask our people. Director, can I please say something? You will in a minute. Your name and where you are, the caller on the phone. This is Radio Biafra.
Good evening, Director.
Good evening.
Director, you will live long.
And you too. Go ahead.
Good evening, dear friends all over the world and there at France, Czech Republic. I want to speak to this, my brother, our brother, who seemed to be arguing all the time since he started talking. But I was listening to this, my brother. My name, by the way, is Najofo Kenwa from Stratford, East London, from Akugo, Nkano Land, Enugu, Biafra Land. This our brother, I don't know what is wrong here. He started his argument by denying that he cannot speak English. And then, fair enough if he cannot speak English, but my problem is, it's not up to 2 minutes, he started speaking English. Right? Number one. Number two, he started dozing all these kind of questions one by one. And now, based on his replies and his argument, when he wouldn't even listen, to some explanations, I believe sincerely, see that he has not been listening to Radio Biafra broadcast, or he is a member of Wazirike, or he is sent to come and fight for leadership of Wazirike, which is not going to happen. Brother, I am telling you, you cannot sit down there or stand there and ask questions and not even listening to get the answers. Okay? And you cannot slow us down either. You cannot wind our clock down. I come from the same place you come from. Okay? Now, Radio Biafra agenda is not about who the leadership of Biafra is. You said you've been listening to Radio Biafra. I don't think so. But if that is the case, then you are there now with a different mission, which you will not succeed. I'm sorry. And I learned that you say when you were in Israel or what happened, you were with Ekwente or no Ekwente. We are moving on, brother. And just like we are rightly told, we don't know how many splinter groups are out there. And if we can come together, fine. If we cannot come together, so be it. Bottom line is that Biafra, we are fighting for and we are moving ahead. Whether together or not together, it does not matter. So for you now to come there before even the program starts and start arguing, I don't want to insult you, brother. But you are acting as if you are not even sane there. I'm sorry to use this word. I'm not saying that you should not ask questions, but at least if you ask one or two, three, four, you listen to the answers. The one you're not satisfied with, you repeat. What's the point fighting yourself by denying you cannot speak English and within one and a half minutes, you are speaking English? And the director has answered you that, and that is true, so that Biafra is not evil alone. You have Efik, you have Ibibio, you have Insecurity, you have Ishan, you have Yorobo, you have a job. Even if the Benin, if they want, they can join. As long as we all are singing from the same page. That's what it's all about. So what problem do you have? Who is leading who? We haven't gotten even Biafra to talk about who the leader is. We have to die before we go to heaven. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much for that. Thank you. We have another caller on the line. Can you hear me, the caller on the phone? This is Radio Biafra. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
We have another caller on the line.
Can you hear me, my dear Lord?
Yes, I can hear you, Director.
Please turn your system down then. Hello? You know the protocol. You turn your system down. When you hear my voice, your system down.
I have turned my system down, Director.
Please go ahead.
I can hear you, Director.
Then go ahead. So can we hear you? Go ahead.
Okay. Director, this is Agunov calling from Sweden.
Go ahead.
Please, that very man should be sent away from that hall. He's our top member. We don't need this kind of coward in Western world. That he think that he's in Biafran land and is asking this kind of stupid question. House of Rani, they are ready to overrun us. And they are asking who is our leader. Ralph Wazirike, who has betrayed the struggle. He's not even ashamed of himself to come on the air and mention Ralph Wazirike. And you guys leave him there. He should send away from that very place, because he say coward to ask that kind of stupid question. I'm so pissed off here now. This kind of person should not be live there for a minute to speak more. Because we are no longer going to tolerate this kind of coward. The other one stupid guy asked the same question. Where is our transmitter? They should make sure the German people should also make sure that guy is well known, because if something happened to our transmitter, we are not going to take it lightly. This is no time for any idiot coming to distort what we are doing. Go and tell your master, Ralph Wazirike, that this is time for him to go to exile, because if he stays there or any of his agents, we will run them down. So this is what I want to contribute. Tukwa Biama should continue to dress.
He said, people are calling us. Does anyone? Yeah, you have something to say. Please go ahead and say it. Go ahead and say it. Go ahead.
Hello, Director.
Thank you. Go ahead.
Once again, my name is Chige Jasper, the coordinator of Czech Republic, coordinator of Biafra in Czech Republic. Director, before the program starts this evening, there was a time that I asked you, can you give me a moment to say something to my people here? You did.
We didn't have time. But
yes, you did tell me that we didn't have time, that we already on air. So that is the reason why I have to say this online, Director. The main purpose of you coming here, the main purpose that the few Biafrans, let me just make it clear, in the whole Czech Republic, we are not up to 6 people that are Biafrans. I mean, Biafrans, I don't know how to put it, Biafrans that are committed to the struggle. And the reason why these few people came together and said, okay, since you are having a tour in the Europe, let's ask you to visit us here. Let us take the logistics to bring you here. If we want you to come here to help us, to motivate more of our people, to encourage more of our people to join the struggle and support it. Believe me, Director, most of the people you are seeing here, don't be surprised. Expect more strange questions or more weird questions. Most of the people you are seeing here might even ask you, what is your name? Not all of them. I would just say only not even up to 10% of people here that knows much or follow everything that is going on. Although when you looked our picture or our video on the May 30th, you would think, hey, they are a little bit bigger here, but that's not true. A lot of, Igbo man politics or Nigerian man politics was played before May 30th, that you see those people that came out to join, that me, myself, I have to abide by them, by their rules. Like them, they told me I have to come and succumb to them in the Igbo Union. If not that, nobody will come out that day. I have to go and do it. So I am begging it at you, like a plea, please. Expect some questions that are very unusual. I will, on behalf of them, say mellow it down. Take it easy, because most of us here that you see here are not quite enlightened to the program, or even know what is happening, or even listening to the program, or even following the what is going on. So, like I said, slow it down, and expect some unusual questions. Now, allow me to just give a little bit response to my brother here who raised a point. He said, why don't we come together, and was Leakey did this, and why not, and who is the leader, and why not all those things. Fine, brother, your questions and your own submissions may sound good, but I'm a person that like to say something with history. This country we are residing at moment, I will not use the word living, because here is not a place for us to live. Our place to live is in Biafra land. Over there, in the centrum that all of us goes every day, there is a very, very big, important person to Czech Republic people. His name is Jan Palach. He died in the year 1969. It was his action that drove away the Russians, that caused the Russians not to be comfortable here. Now, before this man did what he did, okay, before this boy did what he did, he's not a man, he was a young man from the university, he was about to graduate, he dropped a letter. In his letter, and what did he did? He did a self-immolation. He burned himself. In that front of museum, that thing that is on the floor, it is a remembrance. And any person, any foreigner, whenever you come to Czech Republic, immediately you go to that museum and go out from there. Automatically, with you knowing or without you knowing, you are saying hello to that guy, because that guy is like a symbol to them. This guy made a comment. This is a comment he made. He said, my death was caused. It's not because of the opposition. It's not because of we have people occupying our land. But it's because of the silences of my people, the tears in the eyes of my people that refuse to drop, and my people accepting what is wrong to be right. So he didn't even kill himself because of the oppression. He killed himself because his people, the Czech people, everybody is taking what is wrong to be right. Nobody wants to talk. Like here, Fela Gronegwe, you know, my people are suffering and smiling. So your question of who is the new leader, you see a person that have forfeited everything about his life. Today I met him personally. Before, I was thinking that, you know, this person that I'm going to meet, maybe something like a giant or something like, but he has forfeited everything about himself, taking up to this struggle, and you are still asking who is the leader and who is, you know, and why not doing all that. I think what we have to ask ourselves is, can we give this man here the encouragement to get us what we are looking for? Not the criticism to delay him, rather encouragement to uphold him. That's a thank you. I will rest my submission for now.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you very, very much. I've been telling you that we are live on air. If it's your time to speak, you take the microphone and you speak. We are not selling crayfish here. I've told you before. The whole world is listening. If you want to have a debate, we can have a conversation. You will take the microphone when your turn comes. Then you can respond, that the world may hear you, what you have to say. And that is why I ask you to, even if you have to mix Igbo with English, we want the people to hear the debate we are having. It's a very good debate. I welcome it. Please. Let us go and take this call. The caller on Skype, can you hear me?
Hello, Daleto, can you hear me?
Yes, loud and clear. Your name and where you are, please.
Good evening, Daleto. My name is Mr. Igu Austin. I'm calling from Nuremberg, Germany.
Igu Austin from Nuremberg in Germany. Please go ahead.
Yeah, Daleto, good evening, sir. And I say hello to all Biafrans in Czech Republic. And please, I want to make a contribution.
Go ahead.
I want to speak to our people. You see, our Daleto have lead the headlines, the news of what is happening from the zoo, which motivated all the Biafras around the world, which everybody is planning on how to work with this news and support the...
Yes, can you hear me? My goodness. Can you hear me?
No, we've lost him, you know.
The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Yes, Director. Good evening.
Good evening. Your name and where you're calling from, please.
Yes, my name is Jackson Chinenye Iyogo. I'm calling from the United States of America.
Thank you very much. Please go ahead.
The humble coordinator for Dallas Zone.
For Dallas. Thank you very much, my dear brother. Thank you.
Yes, Director, I congratulate you and we are praying for you every day.
Thank you.
God is your strength.
You see?
I'm just calling because of the guy in that hall. I don't think he's a brother. He's a spy. He needs to get out of that hall immediately because the comment is really made. It doesn't show that he's a brother and he's a true girlfriend. I believe somebody is sending him to ask all those questions. Okay? Somebody is sending him to ask all those questions. So we tell the brother, he's a threat. And this is the kind of people, when we get Biafra, he's not going to be alive. I'm sorry telling this. Because we do not appreciate what you are doing. You have a family, you have a wife, you have a job you used to do. God called you to come and liberate his people. He's not appreciating it. He has the audacity to call you, to ask you all those questions. And the program hasn't started yet. He start making all those kind of comments. Who are you working for? You are working for God. You are working for the people of Biafra, the indigenous people of Biafra. I'm so angry on that brother there. Is he working with somebody that telling him to go ask those questions? Him and that person is a threat and is a failure. And I promise him tonight that if he goes home, he's not going to sleep well because he's going to get what he's looking for, one way or the other. He needs to appreciate you that you left your family, you left your home, you left your wife, you left everything, you left all the fun in this world. Try to liberate his brothers. Look at the Enugu, who come from Enugu. Hausa people, Fulani people, they are there, killing them in our home. You didn't see Agu, take it. He's not listening. If he wants to ask any person in Belgium, Biafra, let him go back 4 or 5 months ago and play the podcast and listen to it before he come back and ask any question. Director, I congratulate you. We are praying for you every day. God is your strength, like I said. Everybody here in Dallas appreciate your work. And I believe that everybody, in all the Biafras in the whole world, appreciate your work. And you are going to get Biafra. Even if him and the person that's sending him, even if they are planning, it's not going to work. It's not going to work. And I promise him that you are getting Biafra. This is the kind of people when we get Biafra, if they come into Biafra land, we send them back. No matter the amount of money we tell them to pay, we're not going to receive their money. Let them go back where you came from. Because it's not a true Biafran. That Czech Republic that is there today, he's supposed to know what is going on over there. He's supposed to know what is going on in the other side of the world. Where the people get their independence, what is happening? I don't want to mention them anymore. Director, we are here again, praying for you every day. After your tour, you go back to Biafra land, and we're going to get what we are looking for. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen, and amen, and amen. Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. This is Radio Biafra. The caller on Skype, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yes, please.
Hello, Director.
Yes, your name and where you're calling from, please. Your name and where you are.
Yeah, my name is Iken Naduru. I'm on that toss out.
And where are you calling from?
Yeah, I'm calling from Spain, Bilbao, precisely.
Go ahead.
Yeah, director, Emma. The other day, you couldn't do that to South Africa. No, you don't know what you don't know. I want to go better learn and I did to engage. Listen, director, please let me not waste most of your time and be a friend all over the world.
Go ahead.
You see, that man there, these are the type of people that always poison some of our men, their mind. I remember the other day, one of them called. When you asked him what is his name and his, where he is calling from, he said his name is Mayor. Mayor who? Mayor Mbada. I laughed. Director, this type of man there, or I don't know, India, Wundia, and Abakuna working, idiot, who is his father? No. Ask him who is his father. This, that idiot there, he's not supposed to be there. Because listen, darkness and light has nothing to do. Such man should not be among us, because very gradually he will be poisoning other people's mind. As you see him, director, please make sure you people walk that man out from that place. I don't have much to say because a lot of men are on the line now waiting to call and contribute. Thank you, director, and God bless you.
Thank you, and God bless you too. He came out on the day of our rally. We have a caller on the phone. Can you hear me? The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Hello?
Yes, your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Okay, my name is Emeka Anotike. I'm calling from Geneva, Switzerland.
From Geneva in Switzerland. Please go ahead. We are in Prague in Czech Republic. Go ahead. Turn your system down. Turn your system down, please. Turn it down.
Okay. My system is already down. It's already down.
Go ahead.
So, my brother, I'm trying to contribute about all the other guys that speak. The brother asked you questions. And every Nigerian, and every Biafran are against it. How can we proceed like this? If somebody made a mistake, what I expect from our brothers is to correct him and tell him, look, this is how it works and this is how it works. Not to tell him, not to start calling him a fool, tell him to walk him out of that place. If you start walking everybody out of your hall or out of where you're speaking, how many people remain there? A lot of people have a lot of things to ask you, my brother. We all appreciate all your hard working, the way you leave your job and everything and you're going. And moreover, I want to ask you about your colleagues in Biafra land, like they are not with you. Then you came alone. I want to know why.
You want to know why those in Biafra land did not come with me?
Yes.
Will you give them visa?
Did you apply? Did you ask for somebody to give you a letter of invitation? Would I give it to you? I'm from Switzerland. I have my company in here. If you ask, would I give you a letter of invitation so that one or two of them could come with you? Then we'll see them together.
That is no problem, my dear brother. They are waiting. One of them is in Lagos. After this very show, you try and call us back so we can process their papers and they will come and join me before I finish my tour. It's a very good idea.
Okay. Okay, my second question is this. You see, director,
yes.
All these people, they're telling you this, making a hell of noise. They just, they just make noise. They cannot fight. When it happens that they will run away, they will not follow you along. You know, people that will fight will not come out and say, they walk some part of the hall, do this and do that. I just say, the rating 1-1, you rotate it, you think that is how you get Biafra. After all, a freedom fighter is not supposed to go from town to town asking for money. He's supposed to come to us, ask us how are we living, what are we doing. We talk. When the militants start, we're not sorry with God. When the Boko Haram start, we're not sorry with God. All of a sudden, they've never asked anyone to donate money before they start fighting or asking their sponsors on the radio to sponsor them with guns. But all of a sudden, we're sorry with God, with bombs, everything. That's what we're expecting from you to come to us.
Come to you, where do I find you? Hold on, where do I find you? Where are you? I should come to you. Where are you?
How do I find you?
So I should come to Geneva and say, oh, I want to see...
You're already here, Geneva. You're already here. You never asked me before you move up to Europe. You said I'm now in the United Nations, you need
Did you come? Hang on, my friend. Hang on, hang on. Hold on, hold on. Are you listening? Are you listening at all to me? I want you to listen to me. First of all, turn the radio down before I speak to you. Turn it down. These are the type of idiots who populate Europe. I was in Geneva. Did you come out? I was in Geneva. Did you come out from of your place in Geneva? Did you come to see me in Geneva? In Janine and Diawo Samuel. All this nonsense that Hausa Flamenco fathered that answer Igbo names. I will come to Geneva. I will stand at the airport. I will take them. I start shouting, oh, we are Biafrans. I'm here to discuss how to get armaments. What sort of people are these, Seth? Kevin Dinkasi. Oh, God, have mercy. Have mercy on these people. Our side did damage to us. Nyehine Haturime gave birth to rubbish. Can't listen properly. We are Republicans. Maybe you don't know that. Boko Haram collected their war chest all the way from 1970 till now. Nearly over 18 billion in their war chest. They are financed by Buhari, by Babangida. Are you deaf? Can't you hear it? Which Igbo man will bring out billions to support this enterprise when their master is Hausa Fulani? Can't you reason? Can't you think properly? I will come to Geneva and I'll start looking for you. I'll start announcing it in a megaphone. Oh, where are Igbo people here? Come, let's discuss how to buy arms. I've told you before to go and read the story of Israel, how Israel came about in the era. Don't know where people come from. The caller on Skype, can you hear me?
Hello, I can hear you.
Please go ahead and name where you are.
Yeah, I'm calling from Sweden. My name is Tochi Wankwo.
I'm talking to Tochi Wankwo, please. Only Tochi Wankwo. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Can you hear me? Tochi Wankwo, can you hear me?
I don't know why we have two lines. I don't know why it's conflicting. I don't know why.
We have a caller on the phone. Can you hear me?
Yeah, hello.
Yes, please, your name and where you're calling from.
Yeah, I'm Chika Echo by name. I'm calling from United Kingdom, Manchester precisely.
Please go ahead.
Yeah, I just want to comment on... First of all, I want to recommend you, our director. You're doing a fantastic job. And also, I want to send my regards to all Biafran citizens around the whole world and the friends of Biafrans. And regarding to our brother who was asking some questions, I don't think... That was not an arrangement. Even the last, the second to the last caller from Geneva, I suspect is the same colleague calling. Because I don't think any human being with good reasoning should come out and ask such silly question. Number one, he asked, who is the leader of Biafra, or so-called Igbo people, he said. To start with, these are the things that kept us in this mess we are into today. So, being that when we see a leader not leading us well, nor misbehaving, nor even being compromised, we keep respecting and keeping them in that position without asking why. And that is why even Ohanaeze and several other evil groups is messed up today. If I may say, there is a proverb which says that if mother-in-law doesn't know how to sit well, child-in-law will know how to see well. If the leader was leading us well, there shouldn't have been any other Biafran or Igbo group that would rise up today to fight for freedom to start with. And if they didn't do well, I think it's our right to stand up and choose who leads us. And even in this situation, I don't think the guy was to know the truth. Because if he was to know the truth, I would then advise, let the truth be made known to him. But how would you teach somebody who doesn't even want to learn? Through my observation, I think that guy was just there only blah, blah, and saying also of...
I don't know what's wrong with our line this evening. It keeps cutting out. Your name and where you are. The caller on the phone. This is Radio Biafra. We have a caller on the phone. Can you hear me?
My goodness me.
The caller on the phone. Can you hear me?
Yeah, director. Good evening.
Good evening. Your name and where you are, please.
My name is Chukwuemeka Emmanuel Anyog. I'm calling from Malaysia. I come from Urumba in the Hitobu.
Thank you very much. Please go ahead.
Director, thank you so much for a wonderful job you are doing, and I appreciate you. And you're always my lecturer, and you're my teacher, you're my father also. Director, I want to comment on the two men that just spoke. King Solomon said that if there is a gathering of wise men and there is a fool among them, if that fool did not open his mouth, he'll be counted among the wise men. But as soon as he opened his mouth, his foolishness will raise. I don't know why people ask such stupid question. And the same question is what you have explained more than million times. And let me make it clear to them that Uwazirike is not this part of this struggle. And we, the indigenous people of Biafra, can only forgive Uwazirike when Yeshua forgives Satan, because Uwazirike is our own Satan living. So anybody he's sending to come and interrupt this wonderful movement, both him and his senders are failures. And I'm telling to the Czech Republic, that our coordinator there, you don't need crowd to move ahead with their friends. We have crowd all over the world. If you are six that are capable in Czech Republic, forget the rest fools. Who are they? What have they do? Somebody was in Israel from Ekwente. What is Ekwente? People meeting, you can form it in backyard. They have never achieved anything in the history of Igbo race. So what are they achieving? What is Ekwente? So, director, I don't want these fools and cowards, these disturbers, to stop what we are doing. No, backward. Backward never. We cannot tolerate them. And any idiot that speak nonsense, we will give him 100 doses of those nonsense words. They are fools. Director, thank you, and go ahead with your job.
Thank you very much. Please go ahead and speak. You want to speak? Stand up, please, when you're speaking. Go ahead.
Thank you, the followed Bia France. My name is Kennedy Onyekachi Akeke. I'm from Owerenkwoji, Nkwere, in Olu. Bia France land.
Owerenkwoji.
Yeah.
So there's Owere there. There's
Nkwoji. Okay.
But you say Owerenkwoji, isn't it?
Owerenkwoji in Nkwere.
That's very good. Go ahead.
Please, the follow Biafran, I'm asking everybody, first of all, director, I thank you to come and see us here to see how your brothers are doing. I'm using this previous time to tell everybody here that we can unite as one. I use this opportunity to thank people in Czech Republic, but somebody like Ochirozo, I don't need to call him, but I need to call him the director. This man sitting here is Ochirozo of Czech Republic. He's the one that doing things happening. Because he said anywhere his brother cry is there. I use this opportunity to tell this my fellow Biafrans, because of this guy that make this comment this evening. Everybody should not be upset because of him, because you know, everybody want to know where he's going. He will not be the issue of tonight, because he said his words is an opinion, personal opinion. So what I'm trying to say is this. Namsuna Nyana Gao Asu Mitin Umunogra Asu Obuna Kuku Kuku Wanza Potasi Jitoro Ijafu Gimegine Geta. Makelo in Hekukure Kujembe. Yam Chiriku Biko Msurubekem Sribu. Director Umunaina Czech Republic Free Nine is Ocean I Even most
of serious?
People most of people you see here just anti Biafrans. I'm not afraid to say I have to say my words. Everything I have in mind, I have to say it. I have few people working as a Biafran here in Czech Republic.
That's good.
But when it called to go to party, you see a lot of people will carry a woman, they tell the taxi driver to Nevaji, it doesn't matter. Taxi driver will tell them 1,000, he tell them to Nevaji. Director, I will take you to the street today where a lot of Biafrans are walking in the street. You see a lot of thousands of Biafrans in the street.
Are you serious?
Yes, I'm not kidding. So what
I want to see it.
I will take you there, Director. What I'm trying to say is this, because we're facing, as you said, we need to go to phase B. That's about how to contribute money, about the ammunition, because we need it. We cannot be fool all the time, all Biafrans everywhere in the world, because this time it will stand up for our right. We all also, before I live in Israel, I know about Israel. I can give a history a little bit about Israel. Those people is people who love their self. You from Moroccan Jew, Iraqian Jew, Iranian Jew, Yemen Jew, Ethiopian Jew, wherever you come from, Russian Jew, Poland Jew, they are together as one. Why they are one? I'm trying to call our brothers from Ibanka, Anioma. We already have a brother here from Anioma, also attended our meeting, but a lot of time is lagged back because our Igbo brothers telling them gossipings. Even though when we go to practice the football, they are talking gossipings about a Biafran. But we tell them we don't care. We kill the sabotage before the enemy.
Of course.
Because this time around it's not 1970 or 1967. This time it's a millennium time. We can die and die forever. What I'm trying to say is this. Our brothers, sisters, and mothers are dying at home. We stay in diaspora, claiming that we are working a shit job. We are just working and working and working. When shall we stop working? Let others work for us. It's time. What I'm trying to say is this. I don't have too much time to waste the time to say much, but I will say everything I have in mind. What I'm trying to say, Director, is this our brothers here in Czech Republic. To tell you true, we try possible best to keep them together. We try possible best to see that we remember our heroes and heroines. And we did it. That's thank you. I really thank them for that. But I will not thank them so much because that's onye neba akwa onye nwụrụ anwụ neba akwa onwe. So what I'm trying to say is this. Now it's time to come out. If you can't volunteer yourself as a military, you volunteer your money. Because we need money. Biafra claiming they have money. Igbos have money. Igbos have money. This is the time. The young shall grow. Having a lot of cars, go bus, going everywhere in the world. They cannot reach you. This. Where are they? In Beside. Where are all of them? Only taking money. Money that does not belong to them. Belong for everybody. Now what I'm trying to say is, Director, if you know how you can keep our brothers together here in Czech Republic, let's try to do it. But if you see our brothers leave this hall now, travel out from here, you will never see them again. You only see few people that call them Biafrans. We know the Biafrans. As my brother coordinator said, Chike, we're not up to 10 people in Czech Republic come out as a Biafran. True Biafrans. Die hard Biafrans. Other ones are imbecile. Other ones are hopeless human beings. Other ones only care about money and care about women. We don't care. Also, we care about women because women born us. But more especially, care about yourself before women. You need to care about yourself before women. After yourself before women. What I'm trying to say, Nulai Unkwere, I will appear. Ayan has some babu agog. Aso sulo sule. Yem jeku, ekwele me anishimbu. Because one of our brothers said in Germany, if I'm not mistakenly, said catapult, something like catapult. When I listened, he said, Director, we need to use the catapult. Somebody said, what do you mean by catapult? I support the man a little bit because indirectly he know what he said. Because catapult cannot be that old these days catapult. We are now in millennium. The catapult can change. Tundum matagu. So what I'm trying to say now, Director, Yemwe Zioge, no time. If we think we have a time, no time. Good luck already betray us. Good luck already show us that it's not a Biafran, it's anti-Biafran. What I'm trying to say today, there is people come from embassy here. They left.
From embassy, they
embassy
came
send
here.
Embassy sent them. They
came
left. Here. One of them came here. He left. I want him to say something. Because they're all my friends. I'm not afraid of anybody. What I'm trying to say, we die or we live. Because we are our generations are dying home. We stay in diaspora, claiming that we are eating and we can eat fruits. What about their grandmother? Are they eating fruits? No, the answer is no. What they're eating is something from northerners. They can poison them anytime from the watermelon or from their cucumber or from their rice or whatever they give to us, and all of us will perish. I'm telling the Biafra, I'm using the opportunity to call up Biafra everywhere in the world to wake up. Hey, if you don't wake up, Hausa will wake you. If you don't wake up, Yoruba will wake you. But I know, I pray for Chukwu Obiama, bro, Yoruba will not wake us because we wake them. See? I pray for every one of us in Biafran land, more especially people living in Biafran land. May God, Father Almighty, cover them and bless them and prosper them in Jesus' name.
Amen.
I'm using this small opportunity again to speak more. Director, to tell you true today, I'm very, very happy that you are here in Czech Republic.
Thank you. Yes.
I said if we are 100 and 100, but if we are 10, is the one we have. We are achieving to the 10 we have here. Director, we join hands together to move it. I told them here, we are not afraid, even we are 3. We keep on moving. I know lemma da anya nihu. Onye sa agba agba. Awoke asogode bidio gbawe egbe na Czech Republic. I'm ga wonye buzo buru egbe, agbawe egbe, because I'm not afraid to die. We can die. What I'm trying to say now, director, I don't need your hand clap. What I'm trying to say is this, because it's not time for clapping a hand, it's time to fight a war. And this war, if Biafra's Igbo more especially are laughing, they are mocking for themselves. I think the Igbos are mocking for themselves. My state today, called Imo State, I'm no longer from Imo State. I'm from Olu Territorial Zone. I'm no longer from Imo State because Imo State is already be a terrorist zone, a terrorist state. That the Boko Haram can come and rule, that's impossible. Even in my village, a lot of Hausa living in my village,
yeah,
there is no youth at home. Yes! No youth at home. All of them have living in township and they're behaving like sheep. While Hausa is living in our house, taking everything from our home, killing our people. People are today standing there, they are Biafran. A lot of them here, director, I said I would take you out to see a lot of them. What time is it? It's after 10. But we cry and call our brothers to come. We cried and tell them everywhere you can stay is free. Even what you can drink is free. We cry to make sure that they come and join us and listen for what is going on. But thank God today, the Northerners already tell them to leave their state. It's a shame for the Igbos. It's a shame for entire Biafrans. Wherever you come from in Biafran land, it's a shame. And let that shame be unto them. Both their women, both their men, both their children, both their great-great children, even coming children. The shame will be on them. But Igbo men, let them keep on selling, buying and selling goods until time come. Thank you, and God bless Biafra.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much, my dear brother. Thank you. This is Radio Biafra. We are transmitting to the whole world from here. For those of you just joining us, just coming, we welcome you. We are here and the whole world is listening. In Biafra land, people are listening to us from this very place via satellite, using only these equipments, because God is with us. We have come here to preach this very gospel because our people are sleepwalking to eternal damnation. Our people are taking a very big risk with their lives. We are taking a very big risk with our future and the future of our children. Without Biafra, we are finished. That is the message. As simple as that. Without Biafra, we are finished. Let's go to the line and take this call. The caller on the line, can you hear me? Good evening. Your name and where you are, please.
This is Onika Chilean Acho. I'm calling from Belgium.
From Belgium, please go ahead.
Yeah, I'm in Belgium. Director, I want to comment. First of all, I thank you for all your efforts. Although I've been listening to this radio from my friend for the past 4 months. Leuven is a very small city in Belgium that is being led by students. So we are trying, although we are speaking with our national convener, we send Tukaneka to speak with him, but we are trying to develop a Biafran community here also. I want to comment on the man that asked you a question. I think that man is a very stupid man.
mark. Because all the things he asked, they keep on disrupting them, because all those things have been explained by him in this radio. That is very amazing. And when you look at that man, he said he belongs to every organization. Both the Biafra Org, Radio Biafra, EDV, and other things. That man is a human man. He's an ungod. He's a coward. He's a stupid man. He isn't supposed to be there. They think that they can come and disrupt us on whatever we are doing. We are moving forward and we are trying to draw us back. We will not accept that from them. The only one they are having is that they are being taken far away from some of us. We are very angry that we left our country and we stay in another man's country. Some people will be disrupting our acting useless question. The other one has a company in the river. What does company have to do with Biafra? Let them stop asking questions, because everything has been explained by you in this schedule. They should stay away or they should join us. They can't draw us back. That's what I want to say. Director, please, I want also for you to talk to our national coordinator so that we have our meeting here. Because from here to Antwerp, it's very far. And maybe here we are students. So that's what I want to say. Why? Thank you and keep on going.
Thank you, but stay where you are. Why can't you... Oh, dear Lord. People call us and they leave their radio on. I don't understand the meaning of it. There is noise coming from the... I don't understand it. Simple instruction, people cannot understand it. It is disturbing the people. Why do you want to hear your own voice coming over your listening device? Your own voice, you want to hear it come... these people. We have a caller on Skype, is that correct?
Yeah, you're correct, Director.
Your name and where you are, please.
Yeah, thank you, Director. By way of name, my name is Leonard Anemene. I am calling from the Trinidad and Tobago, and I am from Amovia. Amovia is in Orca South, Biafra land. Director, I have
just... You're calling us from Trinidad and Tobago. Are you listening to us live?
Yep.
Go ahead.
Correct.
Go ahead.
All right. Thank you, Director. I have just two things. One is I'm going to announce our meeting much later. But let me take this opportunity to put on record the issue of the discussion of today. For those who are not aware, today is so pivotal. Today is so special. Today, I don't know how to describe it. It's a very serious day. We are talking about the thing that brought us together, and that thing is Biafra. And just like you rightly pointed out, before the 30th of May, it was well said by you and many others that after that 30th May celebration, remembrance, anniversary, depending on where you're coming from. But from the spiritual point of view, it is the reawakening of all the spirit of Biafrans. And after that, so many things will start to emerge, will start happening. One of which is the destruction of Cenotaph, which so many people do not understand. That is a sign that he who God wants to just kill, he will make mad. And that was the symbol of that destruction. Owasulike was made to go so mad, descended so low, beyond even an animal. And that happened and it was recorded. And in quick succession, every other event started happening one after the other. And today, I consider it is the climax in terms of the preambles. Today is the climax for the Hausas to say to the our people and every other person like the Yorubas, if you are not among them, pack your load and leave. And not just pack your load and leave. They gave ultimatum of 2 weeks. So what I think people should be talking right now is just two things. One is to make sure that the money is down. No talk, no question. The leadership question is no question. That person is either one of the saboteurs or member of all these so-called IBV, OPV, or whatever they are. I don't bloody care about their names, but they are the distractors. That is the summary. And if you are not contributing your money, it means you're distracting. I can tell you that clearly. If you are not supporting, you are disrupting. There is no two ways about that. And so director, I respect you so much. I don't know how to put it, but you have the capacity. You have what it takes to contain these people. And that's why sometimes I want to say, you know what? I call you a father. I don't call you a director. I don't want to call you a director because you so much play the role of a father. They don't understand what's going on. And they will come on radio and start to talk all this nonsense. And the person who called and say, director, you should have come and look for me. Let him remain there. Let him not even answer any call. The Calarion call has been on for a very long while. Why is he coming up now to come and say, director, you should... Director, forget about those human beings. I don't think they are full human beings. They are not full-fledged human beings. They have some issues that need to be rectified. On the issue of check, they have to check themselves. I check you, whoever, especially the person who was there asking all that kind of question again. Now, back to the issue or the main topic of today's discussion. People should be saying, you know what, within now and between 5 days, I must have reached out to nothing less than 10-50 people a day. 10-50 people a day. To make sure nobody is still in that upper side of the zoo. Because these people are not joking. I can tell you that. All their people in the south and the east and west, they all have transistor radios. They have a way of galvanizing and disseminating information to their people. It is only the Hausas that have BBC Hausa. There is no BBC Igbo. There is no BBC Efik or BBC Yoruba. It is only the Hausas that have VOA. There is no VOA for the Igbos or the Yoruba or any other tribe. For that matter, you can see clearly that they have a way of coordinating their people. Even if they say today, leave the wherever you are, come back home tonight. I am betting you they will all jump on their trucks and all that, and they will take them home. But the Igbos are people who walk about building one thing or the other, so they have a lot of baggage to deal with. And that was why they gave them 2 weeks, if you do not know. They are aware that if they give them 2 months, they may be able to dispose certain things. But they say 2 weeks. And you see what will happen or what will follow it. So people should be talking on that aspect. How do I call my friend, my relation, anybody? Because, I mean, so many of them, for benefit of doubt, have not gotten to hear about some of these things. They don't read papers. They don't even listen to news. After all, you wouldn't blame them. This so-called media, not to be trusted so much. Because they deceive people. And by the time you realize that you may naturally decided to switch off. So people need to reach out to their own. You call yours and say to yours, this is the situation. Leave that place now. Whatever you're doing, leave. That is what we're supposed to be talking now. Within a week, something tangible should have happened to enable us to forge ahead. Then on the other side, people should not be wasting time asking all these kind of questions. Contribute your money. Ask your director, how do I contribute this money? Where do I? When? I mean, this is the main question. And on that, director, I want to stop and then go over to my second point, which is to announce that indigenous people of Biafra, we'll be having their meeting on Sunday, 2 p.m. Trinidad time. 2 p.m. Trinidad time. And anybody desiring to be part of this meeting, which we have been going around to galvanize people, to sensitize people, to bring them to that consciousness level that this meeting is not just important, it's so critical at this material point in time of our life. They have to be part of the meeting. They have to be part of the contribution. They're part of the struggle. They're part of the restoration of the dignity of people of Biafra. It's not just the Igbos. So anybody calling Igbo association or Igbo organization, well, that is good, but that is for that aspect. Anaweke n'obi eje na mpuke jeke ekeche na amabe n'obu ekeche n'obu eje na mpuke. For now, we are in the Ama, and which is the Biafra. When we finish with that, people could go and do their obus in terms of Igbo and in terms of any other tribe. But we know that as far as on the level of Biafra, we are all one. And so we do not separate or segregate anybody. Just like you rightly pointed out. As he who decided to remove himself from the struggle, either by his attitude or his conspiratorial tendency or act, should not blame anybody. That person should blame himself. You may have to know that attitude is something that you leave out. Even if you decide to hide it, like somebody said, it's like you having a smoke and you're trying to hide it. It's not possible. The smoke will find a way to, you know, exit itself. So, in terms of those who are playing Uwazulike in different places, in Czech Republic, in Vienna, in all these places, and the one who wants to know where the transmitter is and all that, and the one who asks you who is sponsoring you, and these are distractors. They are all Uwazulike in different shapes. And they should stop interfering in our matter. They should stop, for God's sake. So, Director, thank you. And God bless you. You've been so wonderful. You are doing exceedingly well. Nobody, I can say that without any fear of contradiction, nobody, because truth is something people think is very simple. It's not simple. For you to go to the equity, for you to go to equity, you must go with clean hands. And for you to speak the truth, you must have gone through so many changes, so many tests, so many exams, so many, yes, you know, things that will fortify you to be able to say, you know what, this is my position. I must say it every time, no matter the condition. And that's where you are. So you are awakening so many of us. You are making this
my brother, thank you. Can you conclude for me? There are other people waiting. 1 minute, please.
All right.
1 minute.
Okay, Director, thank you very much for reminding me. I'm so bitter because when I hear some of these things, it sends me off the track, and I said I must call in today. In conclusion, what I want to say is that those who want to come to the meeting in terms of the meeting of the Trinidad and Tobago on Sunday will be on 2 p.m. 2 p.m. on Sunday. You could reach me on 1-868-366-8567. Again, 1-868-366-8567. Thank you, Director, for giving me this wonderful time. And may God bless and protect and preserve you. And may all you're doing be projected and promoted by God's divine intervention. Thank you, and God bless you, Director.
Thank you very much, and God bless you too. This is Radio Biafra. We are here to do this very work. We are here to preach the gospel. And for those of you coming in, and also those of you calling, please stay where you are. You must stay where you are. We will come to you later. Where we are is not particularly the best. If you hear any noise, please, you must bear with us. We're in a town hall meeting. You must bear with us. This is Radio Biafra. There are some people that just came in. We welcome them as well. And also, by welcoming them, we want to read the news headline so you hear what is happening at home. Most of you in the Czech Republic, you don't have a clue what is happening at home. We'll read for you. Non-Northerners, by which the mean Igbo people, have been given 2 weeks to leave the North. 2 weeks to leave the North. The same thing, sometimes people say to me, I said, they are insulting themselves. I don't need to insult them. They're a joke. Hausa killed you, took your property. Yoruba killed you, took your property. You forgave them. You went back to the same place. You were living at number 3. They knocked it down. They burnt it. You went back to Ugawasa and bought plot at number 5. Are you not insulting yourself? Are you not insulting yourself? They killed your daughter at Uguzo. You ran to Funtua. They killed your son at Funtua. You ran to God knows to Yola. They are pursuing you from Yola. You left your wife there in Yola. You ran all the way to Katsina. One human being running from place to place. More movement than running stomach. Now you want respect. Who are they? What have they done? For goodness sake. That ordinary Hausa boy, Sobero Muaka, they have given you warning. 2 weeks you have to leave. That's your property in Kanu. Oh, I have property in Kanu. Oh, say, to go now. Mad people. This may be, maybe. Igbo makes me sick. The mere word, Igbo, on a mission, I can't stand it. Gives me headache. The same nonsense about 1945, 1953, 1957, 1962, 1966, 67 to 70. They are killing you till today. They started this new phase of Boko Haram. Boko Haram announced who they are with Igbo people in Madala, Catholic Church Madala. They announced themselves to the world using you as sacrificial lambs. You don't hate Hausa Fulani. You hate people telling you the truth. Because you people are evil men. Evil men. Igbo land is full of evil men. Evil men. Their faces will be turned upside down. They have no shame and no honor. And I will preach the truth because that is the truth. They went to confab. All these useless men can ask for is one state more and 2.8 trillion naira. Can you believe such stupidity? They said they are doctors, they are lawyers, they are learned, they have PhD, CCD, masters and servants, all of them together. Hopeless people. Hopeless. Ordinary Hausa boys today, they have told you, pack your things and leave. The same way Boko Haram warned you, and this, you think this is Owasurike. They warn you, they kill you. Immediately, they don't fuff around. Owasurike told me that if I burn down any mosque, he will kidnap me again and hand over to Nigerian police. And this brother is telling me about Owasurike. You are very lucky we are here. There's a place you say it, you'll be dead by now. If you mention Owasurike's name, where we are. I'm telling you the truth. I am telling you right now. If you people are hungry, my dear brother, if you people think that you can use the name of Biafra, either to enrich yourself or to make Hausa friends, you are backing up the wrong horse. I'm telling you right now. You are. It's you. You are the leader. If you can, excuse me, do you know we are live on air? Do you know that we are live on air? Do you want to leave? Do you know we are live on air?
Yes, I want you to be like that.
Then
I want to know who is our leader, who is guiding us. If we have evil lands today, Biafra land, who is going to be our president?
Listen, you will be the president. You. It's you. Are you not a man? Can't you be the president? Can't you be the president? You be the leader.
You should be the leader because you don't tell me that every other evil organization or Biafra organization.
We have a caller on Skype, please. Your name and where you are.
Hello. Hello?
Yes, we can hear you. Go ahead. This is Radio Biafra. We are back once again. We are here. And there is a caller on the line, I presume, on Skype. Your name and where you are, please. Your name and where you are. I thought we had somebody on the line. The caller on Skype, can you hear me?
Hello.
Yes, please, your name and where you are.
Director, my name is Chibueze Darlington Ezeria. I'm calling from Malaysia.
Please go ahead.
Please, Director, I must thank you for all your hard working and all the rest of them. Please, what I have to contribute is based on what our brother in the hall doing. So I don't want it to upset you in any angle. One thing you have to know is that people always ask you, how will you know when you start misbehaving or when you cannot be able to get this Biafra? How do we know? You said when you stop preaching the way you preach and when you stop acting the way you act. One thing I want to let you know is that how you know this Biafra is coming so close to us is when you start seeing strange things like that, what our brother did. They said by their action you will know them. The way the guy, even though the first time he said his name, the way he behaved, I know that he has something else in mind. He said he cannot speak English. Then at a time he starts speaking. He said he belongs to this, belongs to that. You ask him a question, do you know who is Engineer Clifford Irayan? He said, yes, he knows. He said, who is him? He said, he's a barrister. One thing you have to know in life is that a person who does not know and did not know he does not know is a foolish. That guy is a foolish. He's a foolish man being. So let it not upset you in any angle. The spirit of Biafra is for those who know the value of it. If that guy doesn't know, forget about him. There are so many people who want to hear your voice. You know the purpose why you are there. So just go ahead and make them know your mind or make them know what we need. The things that is happening at a time, that is the thing that you have to tell them. Not having a problem with people who don't know what they think they know. So just forget about the guy. Other people, I know there are so many people there who would like to ask strange questions. So one thing you have to know is that you don't need to get upset over it, because this is the end time. I'm so happy to hear the news today. They asked us to leave their land. Yes, it is their right. Let nobody say anything about the Funani or whatever. It is their right. The Nigeria already expired. Some of them discovered. They listened to Radio Biafra. They know that Nigeria already expired. So all they need to do is to secure their land. All we need to do is to secure our land also. So let us contribute the money and buy the weapon and secure our land. Thank you so much. That is all I have to say.
Thank you very much. Thank you, my dear brother. Thank you. This is Radio Biafra. We continue to take your calls wherever you are. We must continue to welcome you as well. Those of you who are here who have not spoken, you will speak in a minute. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? We have a caller on the phone, can you hear me? The caller on the phone, can you hear me? The caller
Hello?
On the phone, can you hear me?
I'm hearing you, Cognito.
Please go ahead, your name and where you are.
My name is George Chukwuma Achi. I'm from Aliri local government area of Enugu State. And but right now I'm calling from Ibadan.
From Ibadan.
By the special grace of God, I'm the coordinator of the people of Ibadan Academy. My coordinator, I thank you so much for all your efforts. You have been trying so much. You have been doing a lot of things. In fact, we all Biafra people in this Western region, we recognize you, we count you as our God and our Savior. My honorable coordinator, I don't like the way you tolerate many silly questions, many selfish questions from many idiots. Because anybody that is behaving different from our behavior is not a Biafra man. Many people are we want, all we want, we here in Nigeria, we can, we are able to fight, despite that we don't have a weapon. I count myself that I can die forcefully before any other man. And many people in support of me are here. We don't, there is...
Hello, can you hear me? No, they cannot hear me. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Yes, director. Are you talking to me?
I'm talking to you, yes, please. Your name and where you are.
Okay, good evening, director.
Good evening.
My name is Okudele Omale. I'm calling from Spain, Catalonia, precisely in Girona. And I would like to use this opportunity, first of all, to say, to inform all the indigenous people of Biafra and Girona and around Girona that we will be having our next meeting on the coming Saturday. And that is that, by the way. And director, please, I want to say thank you so much for your good work for the indigenous people of Biafra worldwide. And I want to plead with you to please do not listen to the nominees, my director. These people are distractors. They are only here to divert us from what we are doing. The actual, the main thing we are right, doing right now, the phase at which we are, is the phase two. And we should be talking about how to get our defense fund. I have a message for the indigenous people of Biafra, director. I please, if I am wrong, please tell me. Because I have, maybe why some of them are talking about beating about the bush is because maybe they could not raise 350 or 450 euros that is demanded from them, depending on the status. And I want to suggest, because I am doing the same thing, and I believe that in this form, it will help to disseminate and to make every human being on earth know exactly what we are fighting for and that we are serious about it. I want to suggest that every Biafran should postpone 2 months to the next month or 2 months their house rent, because minimum house rent is like 450 euro, 550 euro, especially where I live. So if you can tell your landlord that this is what you're about to do with your house rent for this month, you will understand. Tell him you are the indigenous person from Biafra. And if you want it, and this is our problem. Tell him the issues and the things we are facing. That way, he will pass the information to his family or to his lawyer. By doing so, the lawyer will know about it. And by doing so, the lawyer might pass it over to the judge. And before you know what is going on, the state will know about it, and the whole world will know about our mission. Now, from the next month, you continue from where you stop and pay your bill. But the main issue now is how is to withhold this 450 euros and use it to pay the defense fund. I am doing the same thing myself, and I am obliged. And suggest it to every Biafran to do so. And by doing so, I believe our mission will be accomplished. And one more thing, my director. I want you to look around yourself and see the beautiful people around the world surrounding you. Count your blessings one by one, and you will know what the Lord has done for you, my dear director. Forget about all these people. Just, we should focus, keep focus on what we are going for. Forget about them until the last which we will know. And by that time, if we have an answer for them, we will tell them. If we have anything to tell them, we will tell them. Let not, thank you very much. May God bless you and bless all the Biafrans all over the world. I thank you, Director.
Thank you very much. Who wants to speak? Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Somebody said I wanted to say something here a while ago. Have they gone outside? Yes. Okay. They said I wanted to say something. We must continue. This is Radio Biafra. Let's take this call. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Hello?
Yes, can you hear me? Yes, go ahead. Yes, go ahead. We lost you. Go ahead.
Yeah, you lost me. We're here in Western region. We are very glad. We are very happy of having a man of your kind. We support you in all means. We are able to fight. We submit our life. I believe that I'm the first. I will be supposed to die for Biafran people, and my people are very desperately to fight for the Biafran people. But only the truth is that the type of weapon I need can destroy everybody in the zoo without informing anybody. Because the more people and them for such a free question is rubbish. I believe that if I have the power to get ammunition, I will just go ahead and do whatever I want to do. Anybody that wants to remain at water side and die there, that is his business. Whosoever don't want to leave his house or his business at the northern side and save his life, though the person wish to sacrifice for his business. That is business. But we very thank you so much, Coordinator. We are at your back. At any moment, we are very ready for the Mbamba at any fucking time. At any given time, we are only waiting and to hear your command. Don't go. Don't give up. So, order us to start then with us. Thank you, Coordinator. I just want to use this opportunity to thank every Biafran people at foreign land. I want all everybody to support this Biafran. Once again, Coordinator, in our meeting today, we suggested that we should inform you to carry the provision for food also, because food is something that we suffer during last Biafran war. We beg you to carry the provision for food. No food for the Biafra people, because I believe that we may go into the war and it may take us as long as we estimated. Thank you very much. And our God bless you, my coordinator.
Thank you.
Tukwa Bioma, give you long life and prosperity.
Yes, sir.
All you have said, all your focus, all your attention,
my dear brother, your line is not very clear. Not clear at all, please. You must bear with us because of the condition of where we are. If there is any interruption or any intermittency, you must bear with us. This is Radio Biafra. We are live in Prague in the Czech Republic, reaching out to the whole world. You must try to bear with us because of the surrounding noise that we know may be filtering in and interrupting our live session this very evening from here. We know it's not going to be that way tomorrow. The reason why we broadcast on Radio Biafra is to speak the truth. Before we came, nothing was this way. Until Chukwu Abiama said that we should come. Now we have come. The whole world is turning upside down. And we expect it to. We have come here. You are in a place where weapons are manufactured. If you can show us, we will take it. The reason why we're saying it in public is because we have said it behind closed doors. Nothing happened. People, why don't you call us when you get to Geneva? Before we started Radio Biafra, we kept calling meeting. Until Iceland, very close to my place, ran out of tomatoes. I kept cooking rice every blessed day and stew. Waiting and waiting and waiting for our people to do something. They did nothing. Today, they are driving them away from the northern part of the zoo. What have they done collectively? Nothing. Is there any strategy by Ohanaeze? Given what they have said, the answer is no. But when few people get together, why didn't you tell us? You should have told us. That is why we take Radio Biafra everywhere. Nobody can ever come again and say to us, you didn't tell us. I will ask you, when we came to the Czech Republic, where were you? Kebino. Where were you? If you people want us to hold a meeting tomorrow, maybe you know some places where things are happening or how we can get things to defend ourselves, we do it. Not when I live here, you call on the phone and say, you came to Prague. I know somebody that knows somebody. If you had told me, I'm telling you people now. Because they are raping your mothers. Maybe you don't know. They have taken over Ezeago in Enugu State. Go and ask Chief Justice Ezeozu, but he will tell you.
Go and ask Ezozo, but he will tell you Udi is taking over all those places. There are Hausa Fulani settlements. They are mud houses. In Enugu, am I lying? If you're traveling before you get to Night Mile on the left hand side, can't you see it? If you're going from Enugu to Night Mile on the left hand side, if you're coming back on the right hand side, there's a place they wrote Pepsi. There is a place they wrote Pepsi on the left hand side. If you're traveling to Enugu from Night Mile, on the right hand side of it is Hausa mud house settlement, and they are grazing land as well. Your land is finished. You're living in Czech Republic. We live in London, or used to, because now I live in Enugu. When I finish my tour, I'm going back to Enugu to go and coordinate the efforts on the ground. Then somebody will be sitting down in his parlor, drinking beer, drinking tea, eating hamburger, eating French fries. You want to be Biafran leader. When you lie, you deceive your fellow people. You say you want to be. People don't know the meaning of Biafran. That's why Biafran has never come out this while. Because we don't know the meaning of it. People want to create a country that will look like another Nigeria, another bribe. It doesn't matter what you have done for the struggle. In the new Biafra, if you commit a crime, you go to prison, regardless of who you are. That is why on Radio Biafra and the wider indigenous people of Biafra, we don't tolerate any nonsense from anybody. Never, ever, regardless of who you are. It doesn't matter who you are. In the new Biafra, if you commit a crime, you go to jail. No matter what you have done for your country before, if I commit a crime in the new Biafra, I will be imprisoned. I will go to jail. So will it apply to everybody. Nobody is above Biafra. No human being is above the will of God. Impossible. If you want to serve your country, you serve your country. If you don't want to serve, you go back to the Hausa Fulani people that fathered you anyway. Anybody not believing in Biafra is fathered by Hausa Fulani person. That is a fact of life. Today, the same people, your cousins, are asking you to go away. It's in the news here. Hausa youth, Sobero Muakas, you know, go back to your place. If you're coming back, are you going to take your first building in Samogere in Kanu? Will you bring your property with you? That house you left in Kanu. Oh, dear Lord, and dear. May God help them. When we speak, I see Hana Gwandibo. Why did you go to Kanu to build a property when the one you left there before and ran away has been demolished or taken over? You went back to the same place. You forgave them and built another one. But you can't forgive your brother. You can't forgive them. We have a caller on the phone. We have a caller on the phone. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you loud and clear. Director, this is Kingsley Marachi Wangwa. I'm calling from Malaysia.
Please go ahead.
Okay. Director, I must appreciate your good work. I say, may Chukwa Biama be with you and keep it up. Director, don't be too sad of for our brothers who call themselves Bomb Biafra. Though many of them may call themselves Biafran, but they are not. But I want to use this opportunity to let them know one thing, because sometimes I make research about some countries. There in Czech Republic, they are feeding their people. They are giving their people allowances. How the government is working it out is based on the tax they are collecting from some companies and the people who enter into their country as well. At the same time, the road they built, the electricity, transportation they are using, the money they are making there, they are using it to pay their indigenous. I know of a friend there, their family there, they are paying them 400 euro every month. But you cannot ask yourself, I have everything what it takes for me to modify my own country, but I'm leaving my own country and run down to another place whereby they don't have anything. But the management over there is making things happen for their good. So I want to use this opportunity as well to remind the people here in Malaysia, more especially in Cherat particularly, that we are going to have our meeting coming this Saturday, and it's very, very important that everyone call, if you call yourself a rebound Biafra, you have to attend this meeting. This Saturday's meeting is very, very important.
something is going to happen, but don't call me next time to say, oh, I'm sorry, I was not able to make it on Saturday. I didn't get the circular very early. So you come this Saturday, and we trash it out, we put things in order, and you have what rightfully belongs to you. When the time comes, you can be able to say, yes, I was in trust and I was full a member. Now you have to identify yourself very, very well. Sometimes we are over 50 or 60 in our zone, particularly I'm not talking about inside Malaysia, but this coming Saturday, I believe that everyone, Biafra, in Terrace, must attend this meeting. If you don't attend this meeting, don't call me to ask me, oh, please. I wasn't there. How can I be able to attend this? I'll be very, very much sorry for you. Thank you very much.
Thank you very, very much. Thank you. This is Radio Biafra, the caller on Skype. Can you hear me?
Hello.
Yes, your name and where you're calling us from?
Hello? This is called.
Do we have anybody here? You wanted to say something? Do you still have something to say? You want to talk about? Anybody here that wants to say something? If you have anything to say, you say it. This crowd is very quiet. You don't want to say anything. Go ahead, please.
Hello?
Yes.
Good evening, Director.
Good evening.
Director, I just want to thank you for honoring our invitation. I thank you a lot, and I thank you again for bringing this, our struggle, to the whole world to hear us. Thank you very much. Director, I would like to beg you for one thing. So as you have come here, we've been talking about this during our meetings. That's why we fought hard to bring you here, to help us to talk to our people here, motivate our people here, to enlighten them, because a lot of them, they don't know anything about this, our struggle. They think we are doing frauds or something. So I would beg you to help us to talk to them, to bring them to the light, for them to know what we are doing, that there's no fraud there, that everything is transparent. Thank you, Director, for coming. Thank you very much for what you are doing for us. Thank you again.
Thank you very much. Is there anybody here with any doubt that want to ask any reasonable questions to convince them? You have a doubt as to what we are doing and you want to become convinced that what we are doing is right. You can ask those questions and we'll be able to answer you. That is why we are here, to field your questions and be able to deal with them. Please, please come forward. Go ahead.
So,
good evening.
Thank you, my fellow Biafrans. Please, Director, I would like to ask you for some favor on behalf of the Biafrans. You know, when you are fighting and for freedom, and this is like a freedom movement, something like that. So I think you should have to, should have to be patient to each other. And some, we have to expect some unnecessary questions and some irritative questions as well. So I don't think it's a good way to respond the trash with the trash. I think we should come down to understand, because Arsenal.
Were you here when this whole thing started? Were you here?
I'm here. I was here before.
Exactly. My problem is not the question. Yeah. I don't mind question. But when you're sitting here in the crowd, you don't keep talking when people are phoning in and talking, because the world is listening. It appears as if we are trading. We are not in an Igbo meeting here. Yeah. We're not about to do election here in an Igbo meeting. You wait. As you waited, you wait for your turn. We give you the microphone. You say that thing you want to say. I don't care what it is. You say it inside the microphone. But not where, as you're speaking now, people are listening to you, and I'll be here chatting as well. It doesn't make sense. It's too childish.
I understand you.
That's all. I don't mind questions. I don't mind it.
Me myself, I was here before I said it, and I went out and I was listening on the air.
Yeah.
I also hear the
talk. Bring your microphone closer.
So, like I was saying before, you know, it's hard. It's very, very difficult to make people to convince people on this movement, because a lot of people have tried this. Even like people saying, if you come to crucify, you could say, because it was the case from my hometown as well. But I don't even know what he do. I don't even know. If a lot of people die in my town. A lot of people spend Biafran currency in my town by force, by fire, by fire. You know, but at the end of the day, everything went like, you know, went down. Nothing was achieved. So I can't not like or try to have fun with people when they have a benefit of doubt on their mind, because a lot of people have come out and we didn't know the truly what they come out for. You understand? So people asking questions and you have to...
Has anybody done what I have done before? Has anyone done it before?
Well, this is a different system you're doing. You have a different strategy.
No,
as
I
well.
Said, has I asked you a simple question.
Yeah.
What I have done, has anyone done it before?
No, the question belongs to me. Yeah?
Yes.
Okay, in another way of it, I will say, in every question, in every this thing, everybody have different strategies.
Mm-hmm. I will ask you this same strategy.
No, nobody have ever have a Biafran line, a Biafra on air. Understand? Biafra radio on air.
Has anyone mobilized Biafrans in more than two countries before?
I can say no for that.
All the groups that came before us, did anyone mobilize outside their locality before?
Not really.
There was a radio station before we came that went off air. There were people that ran Biafra all over the world. Did anybody, I will repeat what I said, did anybody mobilize outside their circle of friends before?
I understand you.
We are in over 88 countries.
Director, like I was saying before, I fought for Biafra as well. I was a member of MAZOP, and a lot of people died as well. Like I was saying, so but at the end of the day, my hometown was invaded by all the home MAZOP and forced everybody, even my mom, to use a Biafra money. I'm from Onimo local government, where Owazike come from. I'm from the same place with him, understand? So all these things, like, you can not like try to shock people or like when they're trying to ask to know what actually.
If you ask a question, I will, there is a difference. I'll repeat.
Yeah.
If you ask a question, I will answer you. If you ask 90 questions, I will give you 90 direct answers. What I will not tolerate is side talking.
Yeah.
As somebody is talking, somebody else is talking, I will not tolerate that.
Yeah.
When your time comes, you can say anything you want to say. Ask as many questions as possible. That's what I'm saying.
Okay, so thank you once again. Like I was saying, we really appreciate your effort on bringing us together. Even myself, I was having I have a doubt because of what I faced in the previous years, you know, on this kind of activist. But at the end of the day, we all have to succumb and see what's going on. But the truth of the matter, somebody asked about the leader, and somebody asked about some question have to come, but you have to treat it with kindness as well.
You asked about a leader, and we told you, why can't you lead? Can't you lead? That's a simple answer.
Yeah.
The problem with us is that I don't know why Igbo people will have two diseases. All they are born are any together. Nobody is being discounted. Leadership and money. Every Igbo meeting all over the world. Every Biafran gathering. Money, leadership, money is like a revolving conveyor belt. That is a disease we are determined to cure before we go into Biafra land. It is a disease we are determined to cure. Nobody gave us money to do Radio Biafra because we went to you. You are giving excuses. Let's call Igbo meeting. Let's call them one meeting. We did meeting for nearly 8 months. Nothing happened. A few people got together, put their money together to give the world Radio Biafra. So you today, you can come to this place. We can mobilize you all over the world. That is all we are trying to do. We have managed to accomplish that. The reason why we are telling you about what we are going to do before is because tomorrow you start blaming us. Onyeka Hagwara, who did they tell? Now we are telling you, Odegunuma. We don't tell you, Odegunuma. What do you want us to do, Ndibo? Exactly what, Kunucho Kanyime? Do you want us to abandon the struggle? We abandon it and go sit down.
Before I forget some point, yeah. Like, there was a question he raised earlier. How many people we are included on this Biafra thing of a thing? Because most of the time you hear people say, like, now I will use my Aso dialect as an Igbo man. So we have to know what is Biafra and who are we with and who are those that is without us. We are not with. So sometimes we also have to hear, because as ikuama
ibezie. Yes.
So mata chifa mata. I don't think it's a wrong question. If somebody will ask,
it's not wrong. But know. Radio Biafra, what are people doing here? Don't you listen to Radio? How the hell is Radio Biafra going? You don't listen to Radio Biafra. If you're listening, you would have heard our broadcast time after time after time after time that Biafra is the same Biafra that Ojukwu declared, including Ishekiri Urobo, Ejo, Efiki Bibio. You know, now that Idoma people want to come and join us and the gala that we are related, it is up to them to come and join, because we are Biafra. People come and join. If they want, anybody that wants to join can come and join.
We are all the same included.
Of course now.
And they were with us, truly, our first.
Did you come to Enugu on the 30th?
We did it here as well.
We were in Enugu. Do you know those that came? Do you know that we had people from Egala? Young men from Egala, willing to fight, that came down. Do you know we have people from Idoma land? Do you know from everywhere that men and women came to Enugu to honor? You see, the thing about people is that two things you believe in, Yoruba pastor and somebody who lies to you. I don't lie. Some of you go to Yoruba churches. Sometimes I don't blame some of these things happening to us. It's because when you kneel down and a Yoruba man places their hand on your head, you are cursed anywhere. You don't know that already. No wonder we are the way we are. Sometimes the things we do, I am shocked. I get astonished. Oh, for that, some questions we asked, I begin to wonder what type of God made us. I have said it before. If you go and listen to Radio Biafra old broadcast, it is there. We are working with all these people. It doesn't mean that when they do wrong, we don't say it. Or when we do wrong here, we don't criticize ourselves. We do. If you listen to the program last night, it's about self-deprecation. We criticize ourselves as well. So what else do you... Okay? I want them to tell us exactly what they want us to do. If it is to come and join you and start following Hausa men, it's a lie. We won't do it. When people say, oh, let's unite. What they want you to do is to unite. And we are saying no to that. We don't want to unite so we can serve Hausa Fulani people. I don't want to do that. How do we get Biafra? Is there anybody we have not served? Have you spoken to Wazirke? He said he doesn't know me. What is the problem between us? He's from your place. You print currency, you print passport. You are not consistent in the struggle. Freedom fighting is not about peace. No country got independence through peace. You are building hotels. You are building mansions and palaces. Freedom fighter. You are inviting Al Mustafa to your house, freedom fighter. You are campaigning for Goodluck Jonathan, freedom fighter. You are campaigning for Hakim, freedom fighter. You are meddling in Abga politics. Hi, dear Lord, God have mercy. That is why no leader loves you. Apart from Mbakwe. No leader has ever... Apart from Mbakwe, Mbakwe was the last truly great leader you had. After Mbakwe, they sell you. You like Okwasi, you love lies. And they lie to you.
I don't like it.
And no. You must do. Because if you see somebody doing something bad, you don't tell them. That means you're condoning evil. He read here that a boy killed himself in this country. Is that correct? A boy killed himself here because the majority kept quiet.
Then who can do it? Who will do it for us then? Even me. If it came to fight today, and if we were doing like peaceful and it came to fight, everybody will go back. Maybe a few will stand. Understand me? So like coming to the question as well, like this is a freedom fighter. And we everybody have a, because our opinion is I think our opinion is welcome. I think.
Yeah, of course. Why?
Our opinion is welcome. Like I was asking and saying as well at the same time. Yeah, sure. I've been staying here for.
You've done. Yeah, yeah. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Listen to her. So, coming to Biafran, I'm a diehard Biafran, but I don't like people when we move for fight. And when they say yes, some will say no. This is what I don't like. I like when you say yes, everybody will have to say yes.
But my dear brother, but that is the problem now. Yeah. There are some people in Biafran movement, they say no. When it is time to strike, they say no. If you say, okay, I am going without you, they say you are dividing us. Carry everybody along. You cannot carry everybody along. There are those in Biafra that believe in peace. Some are in Biafra in PDP politics. Some are in APC. How do we carry them? Please answer me. I want to know. How do you carry somebody using the name of Biafra, working with Rochas Okocha and APC? Tell me how you carry them along. If you say no to them, I don't understand it.
I listen to you very well. You know, earlier time, somebody, a friend was introduced me to this Radio Biafra. And I used it, I listened to it frequently 1 week or 2 weeks. But the problem is that, if not like I'm seeing you physically now, you're talking to me, the voice I hear is too aggressive. And I think that a freedom fighter, this is what my personal opinion. I don't need to justify.
Yeah, 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 go ahead.
A freedom fighter, I think there are some strong bones, you know, there are some Iroko trees that we have to stand on the way. And these people, without their connections, I think, for example,
yes,
the leader, like you, the way you talk to the leaders,
mm-hmm,
most of in south or southeast, we have five governors, yeah,
yes,
and these five governors, most of the times you talk about, and these five governors, I think with them, we cannot achieve what with them, not with us. You know what I mean? Like, if I think, this is my personal opinion. This is one of the main reasons why I have to be here present to listen and ask and hear from my
yeah,
advisors.
So you want you?
So,
you,
like,
so
I
you,
think
yeah,
I think
that without that, the like governors, that will
like
be difficult.
Being
like a Okorocha.
I think about the governor, the leader. They are godfathers. Even in the presidency, in the local government chairman, in the state or whatever, they also have to have a godfather who is.
So do you know Kiamatipu, your leader? Is Omar Sander that killed you at Asaba?
I'm not talking about leader, but I'm talking about the way you addressing them.
I'm coming now. I said to you, what you're saying to us here is that the same governors responsible for you scavenging in Czech Republic, that they should some all of a sudden they change and they become Biafrans to get to Biafra.
To start with, the Biafran war had been fought before I was born.
No, if you ask me,
I didn't witness it.
No, hold on. If you ask me a question, I answer.
If I
ask you, you answer.
Yes.
Are you telling me that the same people responsible for the plight of our land? No industry is working, no good roads, no hospitals, no schools, no potable water, no electricity. Are you telling me that the same people will rise up and get you Biafra?
I am not saying that the same people would rise up and get us Biafra.
Why do we need to involve
them? The reason why I'm saying this is that I think they are one of the strong people we have. And I think they can fight against us tomorrow. Why you didn't say this? You know, he have been asking for a long time. Who wanna say something? And nobody said. Now I'm saying, and you are behind saying something.
I want to let you understand something. You said you were not born. You were born after the war.
Before the war, I didn't witness the war.
Were born after the
war. So everything is by history.
You're a young man. You were born after the war.
Mm-hmm.
That is what we are saying. Some of you don't know where you come from. Some of you were born in Lagos. From Lagos, you boarded the plane. You go to a village on the 24th night. You return to Lagos on 2nd of January. Am I lying? Some come from Kaduna. You come from Kaduna on the first morning of Christmas. You stay for 1 week and you run back to Kaduna. You don't know what your land looks like. Where I come from, Eziokubundu. Truth is life. Eziokubundu. As a child, they start to drum it into your head. You must speak the truth all the time. If you stand here and tell me that any of the... In fact, tell me one governor who is performing very well.
No, don't get me wrong. I'm saying, before I ask you, sir, I ask you that this is my personal opinion. And I thank God that I'm with you here today, live. I can listen and you can make me to believe. I think, like I said before, I think everybody have opinion to contribute.
You have opinion,
but all have a opinion
you
to contribute.
So if you have a fake opinion.
No, it's not a fake opinion. I'm just like.
Listen. There is something called superior argument. You hang on. You can hold an opinion which is inferior to a superior one. If you don't allow a superior argument to prevail, then you're being unreasonable. I have asked you before, the same governor in Imo State, for example, that brought in Hausa people, Dr. Shwaibu from Kaduna, to run every general hospital in Imo State, Hausa people, he went to Islamic Bank and took money. He built an Islamic mosque in government house. You're telling me that the same person will go against Hausa Fulani people? The answer is no, using simple common sense. Now, how can you go to Rochas and trust him to get to Biafra?
This is the reason why I asked the question. A question meant to be answered. Understand? So I asked this question and I need you to convince me. No, I need you to tell me something I don't know.
I cannot convince. No. Something you don't know, yes. To convince you, no. Because Biafra is a thing of the spirit. Listen, Biafra comes from within. Biafra is not. You are either born a Biafran or you are not a Biafran.
No.
I'm coming. I'm just trying to. Igbo is different from Biafra. Igbo is part of Biafra. You are born an Igbo person. For you For you to be a Biafran, you need to attain a higher level of understanding of consciousness. That is what makes you a Biafran. If not, Ojukwu would have chosen the word Igbo when he wanted to announce a new country. But he chose the word Biafra to encompass Igbo people and all their relatives. I said all their relatives. Because before, most of you don't know, in the map that the British themselves drew, which is everywhere, including the website, everybody was known as Igbo. Everybody. If you go to Borneo now, they speak Igbo. There is nobody that can claim they don't understand Igbo. Ibibio means Ibonta. Everybody is related. So Ojukwu brought back this Biafra to represent everybody. And let me give you this information, which most of you don't know here. The word Biafra existed before your great-great-great-grandfather was born. The British signed an agreement is online with the Shekri people. And on that agreement it says, this agreement is made between the representatives of Her Britannic Majesty and Empress of India, Queen Victoria, and Ishekiri chiefs and Biafra. Do you now understand it?
Yeah.
This agreement is to do with Ishekiri people, to tell you that Ishekiri is Biafra land, recognized by the British nearly over 200 years ago. The reason why we point these things out is that our people don't understand. As I said before, your behavior is why you don't have a leader. I don't support Owazurike anymore, but I understand that the reason why Owazurike fell by the side is because of the attitude of Igbo people. I repeat, I don't support Owazurike. Not in any way. He's not a freedom fighter anyway. It is because of your frustrating attitude. That is why you don't have not one single good Igbo leader. Not one. Because you people, you have so much evil in you. You frustrate good people into becoming bad people. That is what you do as Igbo people. You are so impatient. That was why, since you want Biafra today, tomorrow, he promised you he had to go and print Biafran currency. That one wasn't enough. He printed Biafran passport. Because that's what you want, isn't it? Biafra tatechi, without hard work, it can be done peacefully. Then here is Biafran passport, take. If you go to the border, they shoot you there, then you die off. After Imani, it took it has, after a while, no more lies to tell. You run out of steam, you die off. We have come now to tell you the truth, but you cannot absorb the truth. You want me to lie to you, and I will not lie to you. That's what I'm saying to you.
Thank you, Director. You know, I'm not here to make a debate. I'm here to ask questions.
I agree.
And understand what I didn't know. And I'm here to learn what I didn't know. Maybe I have some doubt in my mind. So I'm not here for a debate. If it's for a debate, I would say, okay, now you say this and I'll say this.
I know.
I just tell you my personal opinion and this is what I thought at the earlier time. Now you make it clear to me, I'm with you and thank you so much.
Thank you very much. Thank you. At least you'll be coming to meetings, is that correct? You come to meetings, to Biafra meetings. Or you're going to be an Igbo man, I'm with you. Everybody. Okay, that's very good. Please go ahead.
Hello, Director. This is Chike Jasper again. First of all, I will begin with saying I'm very sorry for...
Alright.
Okay. Let me just get a word to my colleague who just spoke now. You know, I don't quite understand it. The issue, I think I understand exactly what he's trying to say. Why don't we, you know, get those governors, you know, make them be our personal person, you know, let them help us to get Biafra. Exactly. That's what you're trying to say, right? No, I just want, I just want, you know, to, you know, we agree on what you are trying to say. But the question is this. Is it not the same big pot belly people that have been killing us, that have been selling us out, that has been turning our land upside down? Are they the same people who you think, who they know very much that when Biafra comes, those soil place, those bar place that are getting something from, their tap is going to close down? I don't believe and I don't agree that those kind of people will support a genuine cause. Let me use Oba Airport as an example. I was living in Onitsha before. There is a rumor when Oba was declared to be an international airport, there is a rumor that people in Onitsha, okay, the big men, all of us know about them, used money and went to the Abuja or whatever and paid for that Oba to stop. Today, Oba Airport is where you take cows to go and eat grass. A very beautiful and a very conceived idea to help at least the eastern part of that side to have an international airport. All those things because they are getting something out. So my brother, I think what needed to be done without waiting those people. You know, and again, and let me say again that what we here should concentrate on is how do we get something that belongs to us? How do we restore our land back? How do we talk about helping the struggle, contributing to the struggle, even if we cannot go down physically to, you know, we answer the call of duty when it comes? Then we can at least contribute our financial, helping the person, helping the choosing word that God Himself has given to us to lead us through. That's what I want to say. And again, Director, there is because while we are here, I am also online with our brethren in Facebook. One person is complaining that you didn't do a justification in Ekwenche issue, that Ekwenche is one of them.
I don't dabble into gossip.
Yeah, you should please.
Anybody who doesn't know that Ekwenche is working with us, then is very, very daft.
That you should...
I don't dabble into tattle and gossip.
Yeah.
I don't dabble in it. Ekwenche is working with us. Everybody knows that. Don't you know who Dr. Justin Akujeze is? Who doesn't know that? That Ekwenche is working with us? Thank you very much. Does anybody want to have anything to say? You go ahead and say it. Of course, Ekwenche is with us. When I go to America, I will see them. Who doesn't know that before? Who doesn't know that Ekwenche is with us? You have not heard before Dr. Justin Akujeze speaking on Radio Biafra before? You have not heard Dr. Chike Nwosu from Canada speaking before? Meant you be men, for goodness sake. We have a war to fight, not to talk rubbish. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Good evening, Director.
Good evening.
My name is Ike Chukwudora. I'm from Oyo local government, Ogbunike, in Anambra State. My own contribution to this on-air program is that I want to thank you for your effort. I appreciate everything you are doing. Please, I want to ask for one thing. For we all Biafrans, if you are known to be a Biafran, and you know what it takes to be a Biafran. Please, we cannot be asking stupid questions. Because a true-born Biafra know what it takes to be a Biafra. Right now, things are going on in so-called Nigeria. They are saying bring back our girls. But in Biafra, where are the men? The men flowed all over the world because there's no peace. There's no rest. There's no life. That is why the men flow all over the world. Then the Boko Haram are saying bring back our girls. What the Biafran will be saying is bring back our boys. Because there's no boys in Biafran. All the whole boys in Biafran are everywhere in the world. For what? We are in the same pattern of slave trade. We are working every day and every night and achieve nothing. The Nigerian government, they don't accept us to be part of them. For me, truly, I am not a Nigerian. I am a true-born Biafran. I appreciate everything you are doing. There was a time in Alaba International when we were fighting with the Yorubas. Ojukwu came there. The one statement Ojukwu dropped there, he said to the Biafrans, Kokoroko, Chiefu. Biafrans, when are we going to know that the Chiefu, when are we going to know that the day is broken? How long are we going to wait? Please, my fellow Biafrans, I want you people, anybody that is true-born Biafra, to wake up, to know that the day has broken. Let's put hands together and fight it for once, whatever it takes. Let's do it and stand as one Biafra. Thank you.
Thank you very much. You are well spoken. This is Radio Biafra. I thank each and every one of you here. I enjoy it. It's not every day things will be running smoothly on Radio Biafra. If there is no hiccup, then there is a bit of a problem somewhere. I love it when there is very robust debate. People try to defend their viewpoints, but I want us to argue in a very civilized manner, saying the process I learned from you, and you also learn from us. That is the way it should be done. That is the essence of having a debate, is to exchange ideas. Somebody went to look for work, they said they went for an interview. After they ask you questions, you will also ask them questions. It's to exchange views, interview, to exchange views, between not question and answer, from only one side. Very, very important. Please, mother, we've been given signal to close. We are here tomorrow. Don't worry about that. We are open tomorrow. If you like, we can start earlier tomorrow. Yeah, but I've been told that we don't have time anymore. So that tomorrow, we are here tomorrow. Are you going anywhere? I'm the one that came. Yeah, I said tomorrow now. Can we do that tomorrow? Tomorrow. Are you going to come tomorrow? Please. Very, very important. So we continue tomorrow. We can have a town hall meeting tomorrow before we start the broadcast. So we have time to debate very many issues. Very many issues. But one thing is for certain, there are some things about this very Czech Republic which must clear off. So therefore, we must seek to start very early tomorrow with a meeting before we go live on air. I want us to debate this issue once and for all. And then we go on air and do justice to it afterwards. One thing you must know is who you are. Most of you answer Igbo names, you don't know who you are. If you're a genuine Igbo person, you will know that truth is paramount. Eziokwu. Once you miss it, you're finished. Eziokwu means not supporting evil. Eziokwu is not just about speaking the truth. It is not supporting in your jaw. Evil is evil. Anybody supporting Rocha Sokrocha is not a truthful person. Is you see bad thing, you support it, you are an evil person. Simple as that. And Biafra cannot be like the zoo called Nigeria. I thank each and every one of you, our coordinator, all the support staff, everybody that has made this possible today, and our listeners all over the world. Tomorrow we'll try and take as much calls as possible. We may even start earlier. If we're going to do that, we shall announce it before time. This is Radio Biafra. We have come to you today from Prague here in the Czech Republic. To the entirety of humanity, to the Biafran families all over the world,
Our march continues, is relentless. People will come, people will go. People will join us, some will drop off. But one thing is unmistakable. Our destination is Biafra, and we are going there. That is something you must know. Our destination is Biafra, and we are unstoppable, regardless of the obstacle on the road. We want to teach you something. There must be obstacle. And we must overcome it. And we keep going until Biafra comes. Lord have mercy. You are about anywhere. You will see what will happen. But we have told you. We have come to go and spread the message, everybody here. Go and tell those around you that Biafra came to Czech Republic. Not tomorrow. You say nobody told us. We have told you. Go and tell others that they may come and partake in this once in a lifetime event. There is nothing we touch that doesn't turn to gold. Because of us today, Hausa people are panicking. Let's make them panic more. Thank you very much for being here. This is Radio Biafra. We thank every one of you. And also to remind all and sundry that Biafra is not just about a country, that Biafra is our religion. This is how we worship God, through Biafra, because we speak the truth. Most of you Christians lie. We don't. That's the difference. I am a Biafran. That is my religion. Here is where we worship twice a day. 7 a.m. Biafra time, 7 p.m. Biafra time. Every blessed day, twice a day, we worship here. On this, there is a service, morning service and evening service on Radio Biafra, where we preach this gospel of Biafra and the truth as well. Why do we do it? Because Chukwa Biama. Onyanyi nefe uchineke nakenoni igwe. Chukwa Biama is our God. Not man. Not anything made by man. We worship God in truth and in spirit. He will guide, protect each and every one of you. But more importantly, this same God, Chukwa Biama, will bless Biafra. Thank you once again, and good night from Prague here in the Czech Republic. Thank you very much.
We passed victorious.